This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Mother Nature is really killing us right now. Sorry for whatever we did.
She's in New Jersey, just hit with another storm a week after Sandy devastated the region. This one, a cold, snowy nor'easter. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live here in New York.
Power outages hitting homes again. Some who had just gotten their power back on. Some 800,000 residents waking up in the dark this morning in the New York, New Jersey area.
The Sandy storm was kind of bad and it got all the way up. And my grandma's house, was gone. And it just scares me.
Schools are closed or starting late this morning. The storm dumping heavy, wet snow up to 1 foot in some places, still pounding parts of Connecticut and Massachusetts, causing commuter delays with many trains on limited service. Dave?
According to the election, kept the status quo. President Obama and a divided Congress. So what's next? Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Even before the newly elected members of Congress take the oath, the current crop of lawmakers must solve the so-called fiscal cliff. House Speaker John Boehner says that will take a bipartisan agreement. So
we're willing to accept new revenue under the right conditions.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid also has conditions.
I want everyone to also understand, you can't push us around.
At year's end, the Bush-era tax cuts for all taxpayers are set to expire, and across-the-board spending cuts, half-targeting the military, take hold. Dave.
Jared, it's sentencing day for the man who went on that shooting spree in Arizona that killed 6 people and wounded 13, including former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
Giffords and her husband will attend the hearing. Giffords is one of the victims who welcomed the plea deal for Jared Lee Loeffner. It spares them the ordeal of a trial and puts Loeffner in prison for life.
That's Fox's Steve Knight. For the first time in their young lives, little Allison and Amelia Tucker are apart. Doctors in Philadelphia successfully separated the 8-month-old girls yesterday. They were joined at the chest and abdomen. They are expected to live full, independent, healthy lives. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up.
Charger.
Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat. Build lean muscle for a stronger core and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition.
Charger.
For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed, Bath, and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming holiday issue of Brass's Family Magazine. Learn lots of fun and healthy seasonal recipes, discover the latest in holiday wear for children, and Brass's Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the holiday edition of Brass's Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
WTAW News time is 6:08. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Brazos County officials remain busy with post-election business. Voter Registrar Christy Rose says they have until tomorrow to determine the outcome of hundreds of provisional ballots, which are given to those who aren't listed as registered voters.
Sometimes it's a slip up in bookkeeping. Sometimes it's just that they fail to do something. Sometimes they may have been purged, but we have to research why they were purged, and if they were purged in error, then we're able to provide that information. Occasionally it's just that somebody goes at the last minute to vote and they're not in the right location, and they have to vote provisionally because they are not supposed to vote at that polling location.
Rose says a record number of provisional ballots were handed out this year. A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin will speak at one of two special Yale practices today. Senior Yale leader Drew Nelson says the 6 o'clock Yale at Kyle Field will be an opportunity for the whole Aggie family to support the team before they face Alabama.
They're playing the number one team in the nation. They're undefeated. There's a lot of excitement surrounding this football season, especially now that A&M is moving up in the rankings. We wanted to have a Yale practice to send the team off, and we were able to get the team to commit to coming and Coach Sumlin to commit to coming to the Yale practice. It'll be nice for them to actually get to experience a Yale practice and kind of see the excitement that the 12th man has.
There will also be a Yale earlier in the day at the rededication of the YMCA building at 3.
College Station police investigators have told an attempted drug theft led to the city's latest murder. 28-year-old Christopher Reeves died Monday night after being shot once in the back. Reeves was taken to the hospital by Robert Farr from the area of Anderson and Hollick. Farr told detectives he stayed outside while Reeves went into a home to steal 1 pound of marijuana. Farr said after Reeves came out after being shot, they went to the hospital, where on the way, Farr said when he made a right turn, Reeves fell out of the vehicle, leaving blood on the pavement. Farr remains in the Brazos County Jail after he was arrested for robbery. Police have not revealed who else was inside the home at the time Reeves was shot, and no one has been arrested. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced the completion of the first trial under a new continuous family violence law. According to a news release, prosecutors thanked the jury for convicting a man they consider a violent individual who has consistently abused women. 23-year-old Chad McFadden, who, according to jail records, never had a home address, was found guilty of assaulting a girlfriend last May in College Station and 2 months later in Fort Worth. A state law passed in 2009 allowed McFadden to be tried locally in both cases because one of the attacks occurred here. McFadden was sentenced to 8 years for those attacks, and that time won't start until he completes a 2-year sentence of a third assault involving a second woman that took place last year. An arrest has been made in a hit-and-run crash in Bryan from late September that put a motorcyclist in the hospital. The collision was on the southbound freeway frontage road at Water Locust Drive, south of MLK. 38-year-old Jeffrey Johnson of Bryan is accused of leaving the scene and not giving aid after his full-size truck made a right turn into the path of the cycle. The impact knocked the bike and the driver to the ground, and the truck ran over the victim. Johnson told detectives he wasn't the driver, but witnesses say he was behind the wheel. The latest arrest made by the Bryan Police Department's narcotics unit originated Tuesday from the Boys and Girls Club on William Joel Bryan Parkway. A slow-speed chase of more than 2 miles ended in the area of Beck and Hazel with the arrest of 3 men on a variety of charges, including delivering cocaine. Officers say they seized more than $600 from 28-year-old Christopher Lee Griffin from Connecticut, more than $300 from 28-year-old Joe Curtis Williams of Bryan, and more than $600 hidden inside the car driven by 45-year-old Gary Dwayne Caldwell of Bryan. Police also found cocaine in the car and some tossed out of the car in the area of 28th and Commerce. All three remain in the Brazos County Jail, with Caldwell and Williams also being held on charges of violating parole. Since 1993, the Bryan School District has used a former hospital building to house the Hammond Oliver High School for Human Sciences. At this week's school board meeting, Superintendent Tommy Wallace recommended moving the program to Bryan High School. Wallace was joined by Board Vice President Don Wunneberger about staff concerns that this means the end of their specialized curriculum.
Concern about us eliminating the program is not justified. I think you would have to have 7 new board members for that to happen without a fight. I understand their perspective, but we need to stop it. Their perspective is wrong.
And Ms. Draws and I went over there to tell them that, but we still have to change their, and they were assured that the program will continue.
Wallace says Hammond Oliver would be located on the Bryan High Blue campus, and the vacated space could potentially be used to move the Mary Catherine Harris School for at-risk students. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 53 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because so many people depend on their laptops and netbooks for so much, Batteries Plus carries the area's largest selection of replacement batteries for them. Come into Batteries Plus and pick up a new laptop or netbook battery. That way you'll never have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus, the replace it place.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman for all your laptop battery needs. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb, for anything.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure shifted east into the western Gulf of Mexico. That system responsible for the sunshine we'll see the next several days. And also the warmer temperatures, too. Lots of sun. Highs are going to be up around 80 later today. It'll be partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Sun's back with us tomorrow. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. And it's partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A trader from Houston that's playing for Alabama is impressed with A&M. We'll share that coming up in a little bit. Also, UFC information was kind of cool, and the NHL was in meetings for 5.5 hours. So hopefully something
oh, sure.
in that.
Yeah. Hopefully who? What? Nobody around here cares, do they?
I care.
I do,
Kevin
too.
Says.
I was going to say, you and I do.
Yeah, the three of us might like
it. And it's just about us.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is. You're right. What is UFC? What does that mean?
MMA fighting.
Oh, and what are they talking about?
Playing up in Jerry World.
Speaking of MMA fighting, did y'all get tickets to Chloe's boyfriend's fight coming up next Friday?
Is that what the cartoon is in the...
Yes, Bubba Bush, the boyfriend of one of our very own here at Bryan Broadcasting, will be in a mixed martial art little tournament down in Houston. So
now,
that's kind of exciting.
Well, I guess, yeah, if you can get hurt doing that, can't you?
Yes.
Scott, you can get hurt crossing the street.
Well, that's true. You can, but yeah.
It was going to be a title fight, but then the guy he was going to fight tore his ACL.
Oh.
So now he's just fighting some other guy.
Some other guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you are.
It's just one guy and beat up the other guy.
Yeah.
And they're just
going to
fight. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. They fight barefooted, right? I mean,
yes.
You're liable to just climb up the hurricane. And that's when it's got the hurricane fence, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got that.
It's an octagon.
Yeah, of course it is. That's just well. That's the way it is in wrestling in Mexico too, isn't it? Don't they do? They don't do like a.
They do octagonal, but they don't do it in a cage.
You're talking about luchadores.
Yeah, is that the name of the wrestler? Or that's what they call wrestling down there.
That's wrestlers are called luchadores.
Ah, most
of them
wear the most of them wear masks down there, don't they?
That's part of the excitement and the thrill.
Oh, I thought it was maybe because they owed taxes.
That's why I. It's why I wear a mask to work.
Is that it? Yeah, today she's wearing her destroyer mask. So,
El Vencedor.
They're thinking about doing UFC at Jerry World?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, you could have a really bad seat there. You know what I'm saying?
Who would care? You just watch it on the big TV.
Oh, that's it. Okay. All right. And be part of the event, right?
Yeah.
And pay $8 for parking or whatever.
Oh, I bet you it's more than that.
Yeah, it probably is. Todd Kettler visited the Angels Gentlemen's Club in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Right.
Was he going to see dancers?
His
daughter works there, right?
It's a gentleman's club. Nothing but gentlemen are there.
Mm, that makes me want to puke.
Yeah, the club manager actually got suspicious when he saw the money that Todd was using because, well, it was covered in red dye. In what world did he think he had accepted at the gentleman's club? Anyway.
Where there's dancers.
Yeah, after interviewing Todd, officers arrested him for a bank robbery outside Detroit. Other evidence from the robbery was also discovered. I guess he thought, let me think of the darkest place where I can go where they won't see the red dye on the money that I've allegedly stolen.
Well, he could have gone to a high-class restaurant instead.
Certainly.
It's awfully dark in there.
Barely
see the food.
How do you walk up to the teller?
Info.
And say, hey, can I just have this in ones?
Yeah, here, please. Yeah, big stack right there. Yeah, because they probably don't put a dye pack in the ones,
that's
right?
What I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. Train, a plane, a bus. My thought is he probably didn't think it through that far.
No, you're probably right. It's going to be a good morning
meeting. We're going to have a great time today. November is National Hospice Month. And Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:18, and today is a bed and aid punster day. Ooh.
That sounds exciting.
It does.
I love puns.
I'll see if I can find a pun or two that we can use today in honor of that. Also today,
as long as we don't talk about pundits.
No. And I don't think those two are really related in any way. It's just they use the first three letters.
I think she was trying to be punny.
I know. Yeah, very nice. National Parents as Teachers Day. Really, every day ought to be that day. Never miss a learning opportunity, you know? Just teach your kids something. It's not a bad deal. All right, what do we got?
Birthdays. Yep. Jack Osborne is 27 today.
That's Ozzy's kid?
Ozzy's kid.
Well, okay.
Saved a lady's life like a week ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right.
Tara Reed, who's nuts. She's 37 today.
Hey, yeah.
Parker Posey is 44.
Huh?
Parker Posey.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused, A Mighty Wind.
Oh, okay, okay. All
it's
right.
A little brunette in Mighty Wind, which okay. is one of the funniest movies
that's
ever.
That's a funny movie. I would agree.
Courtney Thorne Smith is 45.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jim Belushi's wife, and according to Jim. Gordon Ramsay is 46. And just for you this morning, because I know this is your favorite.
Is that some game show?
No.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Leif Garrett's birthday
today. Oh, yeah. I had no idea.
He is 51 today. Mary Hart.
Somehow I missed his career.
Yeah. Mary Hart is 62, and if I'm not mistaken, she's from Beaumont.
No, she's not. It's the other one.
Oh.
It's the other one who was on PM Magazine okay. for a long time.
Bonnie Raitt is 63.
Yep.
And Morley Safer is 81.
Just 81.
Just 81.
Just 81. All right. Well, let's see. That's cool. Ricky Lee Jones. Who is that? Anybody?
Tommy Lee's kid.
Yeah, maybe. Patty Page is still alive. I didn't know that.
Really?
See, that's probably not a good thing when you see somebody's name and the first thing that pops into your mind is, wow, they're still alive. You know, they knew they were alive. Yeah, she's 85 years old. Good
Patty
for her.
Page. I'll
yeah.
be darned.
Alfre Woodard, who's an actress, is 59, and former Playboy CEO Christy Hefner. That'd be Hugh's little girl. You know, she's 60. You consider the age of the women who he's been married to?
Yeah.
And consider his daughter is 60?
Yeah.
Just do that creepy math, will you?
No.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, but you got to be realistic. Our task as conservatives is a little bit different and far more difficult than maybe we thought, because you have to make a case, a compelling case in moral terms, why dependency is bad for a country and bad for the individual, how it literally causes people to atrophy. If you believe that we are endowed by a creator and everybody's born with talent, and that only in a free society can people bring those talents to fruition, and it is for not only the betterment of themselves, but the betterment of society. Only then can you create a society that is growing, prospering, and bringing the best out of people, which everybody benefits from. It's a more complicated argument, but it's certainly an appealing one. That's why we are passionate conservatives.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
There is. My friend installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of wasting energy cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so the hot or cool air goes directly into your room, not through dirty ductwork.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. And Fujitsu is offering up to $300 in rebates on select models now through the end of the year.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Consumers remain frugal. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. We're taking on more debt, but still being cautious about spending. Consumer borrowing hit a record high in September, driven by pickups in auto and college loans, but credit card spending was down for the month. Walmart released a preview of its Black Friday specials. You can see it at the giant retailer's website or on a smartphone app. One thing new this year is a guarantee that customers who are in a Walmart store and in line between 10 and 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving night will be able to buy some hot consumer electronics at the advertised prices and not have to worry about the things being sold out. Fans of DC Comics will be able to download their favorite titles to their computers or e-readers the same day the comics go on sale in stores. DC Entertainment Entertainment is the first big comics publisher to do simultaneous releases. The digital editions will be available through iTunes, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. Stock market futures a little higher after yesterday's sell-off. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center,
a different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power, investigation, controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams at 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
You just heard someone seeing pink in her sink after brushing. She's screaming because she knows bleeding gums can mean gingivitis, and that can lead to tooth loss, gum surgery, and worse. Now, daily use of the Natural Dentist mouth rinse can stop bleeding gums. So stop the screams and start the anti-gingivitis treatment with the Natural Dentist mouth rinse. Save money now. Go to bleedinggums.com.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
626 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Look for a high temperature today, about 82. Ought to be pretty nice. Look at the winds coming around, probably to the south. It'll be gusty today, about 20 miles an hour. And then we'll be probably around 60 for a low temperature tonight and high temperatures in the lower 80s all through the rest of the week. By the way, 60% chance of rain on Sunday night. We'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Right now, fair skies, and it's 55.
Being persuasive isn't just about what you say. It's about how you dress and how you present yourself. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
If you want to be perceived as more authoritative and persuasive, it really helps to be tall. But also,
people with deep voices are perceived generally as more authoritative than people with high voices.
Alan Axelrod, author of the book Getting Your Way Every Day.
If you've got a kind of high-pitched voice, you actually should try to practice to get your voice a bit lower. When you're on the telephone, if you want to be authoritative, it's a good idea to get up off your chair and actually stand while speaking on the phone.
Your clothes and appearance have a lot to do with how persuasive you are.
You think of the judge up on his bench in his robes. I mean, if you saw somebody walking on the street dressed like that, you'd think the person was out of his mind. But in that particular context, those trappings, that appearance, confers a certain authority on that person.
So Alan says the most effective way to dress and act to be authoritative
is to go just a notch above your perceived level. A good example of someone who does this is
Matt Lauer on the Today Show. I think he has tuned himself a notch above what he perceives as the general level of his audience in terms of sort of intellectual interest, but he is certainly still has the common touch, and he dresses impeccably, but without trying too hard.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTW News Time is 6:30. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man remains in jail on a robbery charge while police continue to investigate the murder of his accomplice. No information has been released about who was inside the home when 28-year-old Christopher Reeves was shot in the back. Detectives were told Reeves and 28-year-old Robert Farr went to a home at Anderson and Hollick to steal 1 pound of marijuana. Farr told police Reeves went inside while Farr remained outside. Farr says Reeves ran out of the house a short time later after being shot. Farr says on the way to the hospital, Reeves fell out of the vehicle while making a right turn, which left blood on the street. Farr's arrest report indicates 20 minutes after police arrived at the emergency room, Reeves died of a single gunshot wound. No one's been arrested in the shooting. Local prosecutors used a state law passed in 2009 for the first time to convict a man of assaulting his girlfriend in College Station last May, then again in Fort Worth 2 months later. According to a news release from the district attorney's office, a jury this week found 23-year-old Chad McFadden guilty of both attacks under the new continuous family violence law since one of the incidents was local. Then the judge, who had given probation for a third assault of a different woman last year, ordered McFadden to serve a 2-year sentence before starting an 8-year prison term for this year's assaults. McFadden, according to prosecutors, contended he was protecting himself against attacks from his girlfriends. During sentencing, Judge Travis Bryan told McFadden he was a liar, a bully, and an abuser of women. There was a record number of provisional ballots given to those wanting to vote in Brazos County this week, but for whatever reason weren't listed. Voter Registrar Christy Rose says the certification process began Election Day and will continue through tomorrow.
I only have 3 days to research every one of those provisional ballots and thoroughly research them and certify the information that I find back to the ballot board. And when you're looking at 406, that's a pretty amazing task. But my staff all knows what to do, and as we've gone through the day, we've pulled data from calls that we've gotten. We knew someone was going to provisionally ballot vote, and we've gone ahead and researched through the day, and we have a whole box of documentation we already have ready.
Rowe also says voter turnout was 62%, up from 50-55% range in past presidential elections. The Bryan Police Department's narcotics unit seized nearly $1,600 in drug money along with crack cocaine as part of the arrests of 3 men on Tuesday. The incident ended in the area of Beck and Hazel but began outside the Boys and Girls Club on West William Joel Bryan Parkway. Officers say they followed the suspect's car with sirens and emergency lights on for more than 2 miles before the slow speed chase ended. Along the way, cocaine was tossed out of the car and was collected by police in the area of 28th and Commerce. Taken to jail were the driver, 45-year-old Gary Dwayne Caldwell of Bryan, and 28-year-olds Joe Curtis Williams of Bryan and Christopher Lee Griffin of Connecticut. Williams and Caldwell are also being held on charges of violating parole. A Bryan man is out of jail following his arrest Wednesday on a charge of leaving the scene of injury crash. 38-year-old Jeffrey Johnson told Bryan police he wasn't the driver, but witnesses told detectives he was behind the wheel of a full-size pickup when he made a right turn. A motorcyclist and his bike were knocked to the ground, and the truck ran over the victim, resulting in injuries requiring hospitalization. The wreck was September 23rd on the southbound freeway frontage road between MLK and William Joel Bryan. The Bryan School Board has been asked to move specialized high school programs now offered at Hammond Oliver to the Bryan High Blue campus. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he wants to expand the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics curriculum.
We'll put signage up and all that, and you'll definitely tell when you walk in that
commons area upstairs, Hammond Oliver, STEM Academy, or whatever. That, there's two sections. Like the one that you walk up that's empty now, it's currently vacant. Those classrooms back behind, and the classrooms to the right.
Board Vice President Doug Winneberger addressed staff comparisons to the district's former Tech Academy.
And I think their interpretation of the Tech Academy is wrong, too, because the Tech Academy was making promises they couldn't fulfill. So it was a faulty program, in my perspective.
Wallace says by moving Hammond Oliver, that space can be used by the growing population of at-risk students attending Mary Catherine Harris. Today, you're welcome to experience Aggieland history at two different Yale practices. The YMCA building will be rededicated with a special Yale at 3, and senior Yale leader Drew Nelson says the building is key to the Yale practice tradition.
The first Yale practice ever was actually held at the YMCA building, and so that's why it's significant for us. And after home victories at Kyle Field, we still go to the YMCA building and have a Yale practice right there on the steps. So that building is very important for the Yale leaders and for the 12th man and for the spirit of Texas A&M. So it's really neat that we get to be a part of that.
There will also be a special Yale practice at 6 at Kyle Field, including a word from Kevin Sumlin. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 52 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecans Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecans has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecans. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit RoyaltyPecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure has started to shift east of the region this morning, and that's going to lead to warmer temperatures developing across the area. Unfortunately, no rain in the forecast. The high stays in control through at least Saturday. Mostly sunny, we're headed up to 80 today. It'll be partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Tomorrow we'll have more sun, highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I mean, they do what they do well, you know.
That's Damian Squares from Alabama. We'll talk more about what Alabama thinks of A&M coming up in a little bit. NCAA soccer tournaments in town, and more stuff on the MMA that we talked about a little
bit. Oh, later. Yeah. That's great.
It's like the fastest growing sport.
Oh, I understand. I know that it's on NBC has it on, for goodness sakes.
Yep.
I mean, it's getting plenty of coverage. I know it's
right up there with pro football for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but those people are going to get beat up, you know. They're going to be really ugly.
That's kind of how it works when you're in a fight.
Man, yeah, you're right. Yeah. This is like a bar brawl inside a cage with cameras on it, huh?
It's probably a little more mechanical. I mean, it's not just punching and a slugging. It's, you know.
It mixes boxing, judo, a lot of judo, which I find very fascinating, and various martial arts.
So there's actually a lot of brain work that goes into it. It's not just some sloppy slap out. It's, you know, actual
brain work. Yeah. As long as it continues to work, right? You get smacked around enough, your brain may not work. Anyhow.
Well, we haven't been smacked around, so.
Yeah, and our
that?
Brains don't work.
I don't understand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm sure it'll be great. So now this, are you going to the big fight down in Houston, Kat?
Yes, I bought my ticket yesterday.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh. We don't get freebies because we, you know her or anything?
I don't think so, Scott.
Hey, Kevin, she ain't been in radio long enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need to submit for your news credentials.
If you want to be real radio pond scum, you try not to pay for anything.
Well, yeah. Maybe if Bubba worked here, but the fact that he's actually just a boyfriend of a friend who works here.
But you're covering the fight.
Yeah, that's right. You'll be there.
I'm going to have it on the news.
That's right. Let's have
day.
Our pictures and we can post them on your Facebook page. It'll be awesome.
I'll start calling myself El Gato Rosado.
I don't know.
That'll
what that
be
means.
My fighting
cat.
Name.
Oh, that's Cat. I got that
the
part.
The pink cat.
The pink cat. There you go.
Yeah, because that sounds really tough.
Yep. All right, here we go. Two winners. Really? The pink cat. Two winners on Tuesday, President Obama and Nate Silver. Do you know who this Nate Silver guy is?
No.
I'd just been reading about him in the weeks running up to the election. Like I said, I saw a story on him, and again, he looks 19. He's not. He's a little older than that. I think he's 35. But he got his master's degree from the University of Chicago. He's a pretty smart fellow. Used to work for the Baseball Prospectus, and I'm going to ask Louis today if maybe he ever interviewed Nate, because Louis talks to people in the Baseball Prospectus.
I was going to say, pretty frequently.
Yeah, he does. And he was, I don't remember the guy's name in the movie about Seattle, you know, who was the numbers geek who built Seattle into a good baseball team by using numbers. You know,
it was Moneyball.
Yeah, Moneyball. It's about the A's.
Yeah, it was the A's. That's right. Whoever that guy was.
Brad Pitt. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Nate Silver pretty much did the same thing in Baseball Prospectus. I mean, he's a numbers guy. And he decided, you know, and he did okay. He had a company and he sold it, and then he went to work for Baseball Prospectus. And then he decided, well, maybe politics was the place to go. He's not a pundit. I mean, he is a numbers guy. He is a numbers guy. So, get this. He picked every state correctly as to who was going to win which state.
Oh, this guy needs to go to Vegas.
Did he have an octopus at his home?
No. And he had been saying this for weeks. And, of course, the conservative pundits were saying he's crazy because he works for the New York Times. He can't be right. He got the winning percentage within a tenth of a point. Okay?
No kidding.
This guy is dead on. And it just so happens, that he's got a new book out called The Signal and the Noise. This thing skyrocketed 800% on Amazon last 24 hours after the election. And now, the second best-selling book on the site, behind only the Third Wheel Diary of a Wimpy Kid book, 7. I mean, he's number 2 on the list. Now, I told Kevin this a little while ago, and he was shocked, and so I went in to verify that it's still true, that Mitt Romney received fewer votes than John McCain in 2008.
Wow.
So for all the people who thought, well, here, and the thing is, now Barack Obama got fewer votes. He got 10 million fewer votes. But we kind of figured that. There was some thought that, well, you know, look, college kids say, oh, okay, I'm going to vote for the first African-American president. Then they're going to come back and go, I got to vote again. Why do I have to vote again? I did once in this lifetime. Because that's pretty much the way kids are at that age.
Oh, please,
really,
Scott. You're
really?
Out of touch.
Oh, am I out of touch?
Yes,
okay.
You are.
But there are a lot of people who thought it was too much trouble.
It was actually his amazing campaign.
Oh, is that it?
Midget
and
Broom and whatnot was a heck of a campaign.
Oh, you know it. So now, Midget Broom?
Midget Broom and whatnot.
No, I don't know who those are. Who are they?
It's a kicking situation. It's a quote from a movie that I thought.
Oh, okay.
It's one of Kevin's favorite movies.
John McCain with 59 million votes. Mitt Romney with 57 million votes. So the question is, why did fewer people vote? Why was he not even able to match McCain's totals? And there could be a lot of reasons for this.
I think disgust probably was a pretty big factor.
I think disgust is a factor. But there is also an anti-Mormon bigotry out there among evangelicals. And that,
do you really think that weighed that heavy in it?
Now, this is what I believe weighed. I really do. And I think, you know, we talked to Bill Flores yesterday about the future of the Republican Party. Where do they go at this point? Because Missouri was a perfect example where Romney carried the state and McCaskill, a Democrat, was reelected to the Senate. So how is it that your presidential candidate wins and your Democrat wins the Senate race? That's a split electorate right there, and it comes down to issues. And I do. I believe that Mormonism scares a lot of evangelicals.
If we're going to talk about whose policies are scarier between Obama and Mitt, I mean, that's, I'm just saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yes, I know what
you're... If you have to pick the lesser of two evils,
well,
I mean, it's too late for that, but you know what I mean?
Certainly. The idea is that where the policies that Obama... I think what you're saying is the policies that Obama wants to lead the country toward are far more hurtful than possibly what Romney would believe from a religious standpoint.
Exactly. Yeah. No one's going to be perfect, unless, of course, it's Chuck Norris.
Yeah, right.
But, Really?
But the thing is, did people stay home because of something that a candidate said? And I think that the Missouri Senate race is that case. Because when you allow things like abortion and you allow things like gay marriage and you allow things like rape to be brought into the political arena, those are just third rail issues. And
for everybody.
Well, and you're not going to change anybody's mind.
Nope.
You are not going to do that. So why go there? And what you should do is, I believe, as Bill said yesterday, there are going to be trap questions out there, and you have to know how to answer those. Because if I stand on a different side of any of those issues than somebody, I could talk till I'm blue in the face, and all they're going to do is get angrier. They're not going to at some point go, oh, well, I understand. Of course you're right. So the Republicans keep jamming things down people's throats that they really just don't need to be talking
about. Well, let's be fair. Democrats jam stuff down people's throats, too.
Okay, they do, but they're not social issues like that. They're far more encompassing. The tent is so much bigger.
No, well, they are issues
like,
because,
for instance,
for example, gay marriage. I mean, there's...
That wasn't in their campaign, though.
Well, I know, but I'm saying anything that would have offended the other side, maybe they're... Well, sorry, I'm not articulating well. But my point is, it's not fair to say that only Republicans push their ideas on other people, because
no,
that's not true.
I agree that that's...
If I've been pushed on continually the time...
Hang on just a second. Hello?
Can I go ahead and nominate Chuck Norris for the Republican ticket for 2016?
I second.
Yeah. I don't think he cares. I think he's happy enough making the money that he does.
I'll write him in. I think he doesn't want to get into politics. And
we've talked before about this. You take the Teamster, okay, who's got a high school education, maybe that's all. You take a community activist who believes in radical change in the country, and you take a gay couple, and you take a pro-life individual. You know what? There are a lot of things they are not going to agree on, but the chances are all of them are going to vote Democrat. Is that right? I mean, am I right in saying that?
If you go with the stereotype, absolutely.
I mean...
Well, I don't know. Why would a pro-life person be Democrat? You just said pro-life.
Excuse me, pro-choice. I'm wrong. Pro-choice.
I knew where you were going.
Yep. The idea is people who would socially have nothing to do with each other still end up voting in that party. And that I think part of that problem, and I may be completely wrong, but I think part of that problem is there's a social agenda that Republicans push, and I don't know if it's the old silent majority, if you want to talk about that, if you wanted to talk about the evangelicals. I mean, if evangelicals stayed home because they don't like the religious beliefs of the guy who's at the top of the ticket, then does that party have a future in being able to elect a national candidate?
Well, one of the things that you and I briefly talked about, and I know we're just about out of time, but it's the fact that there's no cult of personality on the Republican side.
Right.
There has, I mean, everybody that has ever met Bill Clinton likes the guy, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
He is charismatic beyond words.
That's absolutely. Only because I haven't met him yet.
Okay, but he is. He's charismatic. You know,
we haven't seen that on the Republican side since Ronald Reagan. There isn't anybody for somebody that's my age that I've ever looked at in the Republican Party and gone, oh, yeah, just really want to vote for that guy.
Yep. There are two situations when he came here to speak for the Bush Library, which is the anniversary was earlier this week. It was palpable when he got up to the podium. You could feel his energy. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but this guy really knows how to captivate people like nobody I have ever seen before. And you're right.
Else could captivate people?
Huh.
Hitler.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm not saying you're going to agree with his policies, but he had the ability to do that. I mean, he really did. And in many ways, Obama started that way. But there is those are the kind of people who you have to be the leaders.
And
I mean, you do.
We don't, and if we do, the Democrats shoot them down so fast.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even get a chance to get up to the next run.
Like
right.
Political correctness, I think, plays a big part in everything, because suddenly it's not okay to be conservative, and it is okay in television, movies, everywhere, to just be as liberal as you want, and you don't get in trouble, and the only people who it's okay to make fun of now are white rednecks.
Oh, you're right. I mean, that's true. The lifestyles that are depicted on television now are the kind of things that 20 years ago,
well, I mean,
the standards of the country would not have allowed.
Even just living abroad in England, when people would say, yeah, tell me about America, I'd say, well, these are all the cultural, how I would break up America into culture zones. And they say, oh, the South, that's where the racists are.
Right.
I'm like, are you kidding? There's racists everywhere. But the fact is, what our media and our movies and everything portrays to other countries is that the South is ignorant, the mm-hmm. South are gun-toting, the South are, and just, if that's what you're fighting against, I mean, you can't fight.
It is a wave. It is a wave. And, well, you talk to anybody who travels in Europe and you tell them you're from Texas, they go, oh, yeah, that's where you kill people. You know, that's where you execute
people. And ride a horse to school.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a, you know, there's an oil well in the backyard.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, November 10th, it's bit selection for horse owners. Selecting the right bit for the task and ensuring a proper fit can make a big difference. We'll teach you all about it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Have you ever worked dawn till dusk only to realize that your masterpiece was more like a mixed up piece of landscaping? Well, gardener, you probably just tried too hard. I have some of the most common ways you can achieve great results easily. Easy steps to a more perfect home landscape right after this important message. This is absolutely the last call. This offer will not be extended. You must call now if you want to get the lowest price ever on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. Now, you're going to save more than 38% by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar alone has more than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It prints soon. It prints within hours. And it's going to be absolutely beautiful. So don't delay. Call immediately. This offer will not be extended. $36.95. The full year of the magazine, new or renewal, your copy of the calendar, and all of that information. 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4766. If you're trying to achieve a more perfect home landscape and you want to do it easily, keep it all simple. The best landscapes are usually modest. No flashy splashes of color sprawled all over the grounds. No tightly sheared shrubs lining walks and drives. Simplicity is always acceptable. Keep it natural. The best landscape looks like a woodland meadow into which a lovely house was mysteriously and gently dropped. Plants aren't set in straight lines. A limited number of species is involved. While the plants that are used are all adapted, they aren't necessarily only Texas natives. Have at least a basic idea of what you're wanting to achieve with your plantings, whether it's privacy, recreational space, shade, or just beauty to look at. You'll save yourself years of frustration if you plan for it from the outset. Sketch your plan and then choose plants and materials that will take you there. Have a sequence for the projects. Long-term things like shade trees and turf grass have to come first. Major shrubs fall into the same category, but low shrubs and ground covers can wait if they must. Sometimes, however, it's easier just to get it all done at one time. If funds are limited, perhaps you wait to do the backyard. Get the turf and a shade tree or two planted. Do the rest as you can. Everything should be functional. Plan necessary walks and position the shade where it'll be most welcomed. Keep water faucets handy and enlarge the patio if it's too cramped for parties. Every element you introduce to your landscape should have its own purpose, and every plant and every piece of hardscape you add to the garden should be the best possible option at fulfilling those needs. Don't do anything cute. quaint landscaping projects often fail. First, they don't look natural, and second, they can be downright distracting. Your landscape can be the frame for its picture. Your picture is your house, and that frame needs to be built very carefully. That means that alternating red leaf barberry and gold spot euonymus, while stunning in your mind beforehand, will become staining to your landscape thereafter. Too much color, not a good plan. Basic greens would be better with only occasional accents of color. Topiary and yard art can be equally distracting, so do these things tastefully and carefully. Keep it tidy. Keep your landscape clean and well-maintained. And use color to your best advantage at the focal points of your landscape, near the entryway and on the patio and elsewhere. Know the best colors for your landscape, and then watch for early signs of problems. Take care of it all. Fall tree planting guides in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:54, and we'll start you off with Aggie football, gearing up for the biggest challenge in their short SEC life. Alabama's undefeated and number one in the country, but the Aggs at number 15 have their attention. Here's Coach Nick Saban on Johnny Football.
Terrific player, can do a lot of things, creates a lot of plays, extends a lot of plays, is a great scrambler. It's a totally different presentation in terms of what we have to defend.
Senior defensive end agrees with that. Damian Squares is from Houston, and he's impressed with the pace of play from the Aggies.
I mean, they do what they do well. You know, they want to get up on the ball, and they want to run plays real fast. You know, they want to, you know, put a lot of points on the scoreboard. And as a defense, we're trying to do the exact opposite, you know. So we got to come and prepare the best way that we can prepare and go out there and execute what coach draw up on the game plan.
Kickoff set for 2:30 in Tuscaloosa. The pregame starts at 1:30, and all the action can be heard live right here on 1620 WTAW. Moving now to the NBA, Spurs lose the first game to the Clippers 106-84. That sends the Spurs record to 4-1. Oh, no. Nuggets beat the Rockets 93-87. Mavs edge the Raptors 109-104. A&M starts their NCAA postseason tomorrow against SFA. Here's Coach G on the Lady Jacks.
SFA, I would say that this is the best Southland team that I've ever seen. We've seen them a lot, and this isn't those types of teams. This is a team that comes in, they've scored more goals than we have this year. They've given up less goals than we have this year.
First kick in the playoffs starts tomorrow at Ellis Field, and it's at 7 o'clock. Negotiations between the NHL and the Locked Out Players Association are scheduled to continue today after 5.5 hours yesterday, well into the night, which is the longest they've actually sat down, so hopefully there's some headway being made there. And finally this morning, a victory by UFC welterweight champion George St. Pierre, November the 17th, over interim title holder Carlos Condit, could set up a super fight with the middleweight champion Anderson Silva, all at Cowboy Stadium. Here's Frank McNeil from ESPN.
If St. Pierre wins, and these two have seemed to have agreed that they want to fight each other, then I think Anderson Silva steps into the octagon, and they announce that the fight will happen.
And when they say step into the octagon, they mean that night. So as soon as the fight's over, Silva goes to the ring and challenges, and it goes from there. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center, or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
You know, we mentioned when you deal with Intercon, there's not pressure. And the reason I mentioned that is because in that business, in a lot of home improvement businesses, high pressure is part of the sales tactic from that team, because they're just in town for a short period of time, or they come up with that, hey, we're doing some work down the street and we noticed that, and if you act today, you get 40% off, but you have to do it today. That is not the way that Intercon does business, because, you know, they're here today. They've been here for years. They'll be here tomorrow. They're a homegrown company. Hometown employees working for them. They have really, really good windows at fair prices. And energy efficiency is something that all of us look for, because the cost of energy is going to continue to go up. You know that. And again, during the cold weather, you may know when your windows aren't doing their job. Well, remember, they're not doing their job all year long. If you notice it in the winter, that doesn't mean that they're all of a sudden efficient in the summer. Give them a call at Intercon. They'll come out, they'll assess your situation, and then they'll leave you alone. Never any high pressure. Call them at Intercon at 823-3639 and let them come out and assess your situation.
Looks like you're about to be one stressed guest. I'm listening.
Oh, man. I'm running late to a wedding. Late and empty-handed.
Easy there, Peyton Poor Planning. For Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods has amazing pre-made gift baskets. But these are no ordinary gift baskets. No, no. These are Specs gift baskets, handcrafted by the gods of gift-giving themselves, forged in Euphoria Date. You're welcome. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
Weather brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed. They're just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. High today, probably about 82 and sunny, but kind of windy, up to about 20 miles an hour. 60 for a low temperature tonight, in the lower 80s for the balance of the week. And we've got a 60% chance of rain on Sunday night. 55 now.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's damage on top of damage.
There's some water again, and blocks are getting flooded again.
He's in Queens as the Northeast digs out from a snowstorm a week after a hurricane. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live here in New York.
The nor'easter dumping up to a foot of heavy, wet snow in some areas, still hitting Massachusetts and parts of Connecticut. This resident of Brick, New Jersey, that saw massive destruction by Superstorm Sandy on the new storm ripping through the region.
This is awful. This is just beyond. It's terrible. It's awful. I'm done.
Many residents who just got their power restored a week after Superstorm Sandy knocked it out just lost electricity again. Over 800,000 residents without electricity in the New York, New Jersey area. Dave?
Now, Courtney, New York's emergency management director has been fired by the governor for diverting a repair crew right after Sandy to remove a tree from his home's driveway. What to do about the so-called fiscal cliff? That is the big post-election question in Washington, where Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live.
The tax rates for all taxpayers are scheduled to go up, and those sequestration budget cuts targeting defense spending are scheduled to take hold both at the start of the new year, that is, unless Congress steps in.
It's a mandate for us to find a way to work together on the solutions to the challenges that we all face as a nation.
But House Speaker John Boehner says raising taxes is not one of those solutions. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid adding,
it's better to dance than to fight. It's better to work together.
The lawmakers have 54 days to strike a deal, Dave.
Jared, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be face-to-face today with a man who tried to kill her. She'll attend Jared Loughner's life in prison sentencing for the Arizona shooting spree that left six dead and a dozen others wounded.
After the shooting, Loughner was diagnosed with schizophrenia. His court-appointed psychologist said that Loughner was competent to plead guilty, but is severely mentally ill.
Fox's Steve Knight, Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Tonight, after 8 years of pranks on The Office, you just knew they'd save the best one for the final season. And it starts like this.
Welcome back to BizWiz. On the line, we have Dwight Schrute.
Then this happens.
Can we announce your resignation at this time?
No, I'm just following orders.
And it ends up here.
No, you don't use gunfire in a hostage situation!
And that's only one part of NBC's Thursday. All new episodes of 30 Rock, Up All Night, The Office, and Parks and Rec, followed by Rock Center.
It all begins at 7, followed by KX HD News at 10. Title IX, the historic law balancing sports and education passed 40 years ago.
Of course, applies to more than just sports opportunities. It really broke down the barriers for women and girls in education.
It created opportunities, but some athletes say it shaped character.
It teaches our kids discipline. It teaches our kids that hard work pays off. It teaches them to set goals.
Friday, KXHD News reporter Chris Vallejos shows how current and former athletes have been affected by the 40-year-old law.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
If you are looking to replace a copier before the end of the year, there couldn't be a better time. CTWP has a large selection of brand new black and white and color copiers ready for installation. CTWP offers unbeatable discounts for any member of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, and until the end of the year, all leases are 90-day no payment. Don't get caught up in the holidays. Buy local, save your company some money, and let us do all the work. Call us today at 779-2998 or check us out on the web at ctwp.com.
Glasses basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
WTOW News Time is 7:07. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Brazos County officials remain busy with post-election business. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says they have until tomorrow to determine the outcome of hundreds of provisional ballots, which are given to those who aren't listed as registered voters.
Sometimes it's a slip up in bookkeeping. Sometimes it's just that they fail to do something. Sometimes they may have been purged, but we have to research why they were purged, and if they were purged in error, then we're able to provide that information. Occasionally it's just that somebody goes at the last minute to vote and they're not in the right location, and they have to vote provisionally because they are not supposed to vote at that polling location.
Rowe says a record number of provisional ballots were handed out this year. A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin will speak at one of two special Yale practices today. Senior Yale leader Drew Nelson says the 6 o'clock Yale at Kyle Field will be an opportunity for the whole Aggie family to support the team before they face Alabama.
They're playing the number one team in the nation. They're undefeated. There's a lot of excitement surrounding this football season, especially now that A&M is moving up in the rankings. We wanted to have a yell practice to send the team off. And we were able to get the team's commits coming and Coach Sumlin's commits coming to the yell practice. It'll be nice for them to actually get to experience a yell practice and kind of see the excitement that the 12th man has.
There will also be a yell earlier in the day at the rededication of the YMCA building at 3 o'clock. College Station police investigators have been told an attempted drug theft led to the city's latest murder. 28-year-old Christopher Reeves died Monday night after being shot once in the back. Reeves was taken to the hospital by Robert Farr from the area of Anderson and Hollick. Farr told detectives he stayed outside while Reeves went into a home to steal 1 pound of marijuana. Farr said after Reeves came out after being shot, they went to the hospital, where on the way, Farr said when he made a right turn, Reeves fell out of the vehicle, leaving blood on the pavement. Farr remains in the Brazos County Jail after he was arrested for robbery. Police have not revealed who else was inside the home at the time Reeves was shot, and no one has been arrested. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced the completion of the first trial under a new continuous family violence law. According to a news release, prosecutors thank the jury for convicting a man they consider a violent individual who has consistently abused women. 23-year-old Chad McFadden, who according to jail records never had a home address, was found guilty of assaulting a girlfriend last May in College Station and 2 months later in Fort Worth. A state law passed in 2009 allowed McFadden to be tried locally in both cases because one of the attacks occurred here. McFadden was sentenced to 8 years for those attacks, and that time won't start until he completes a 2-year sentence of a third assault involving a second woman that took place last year. An arrest has been made in a hit-and-run crash in Bryan from late September that put a motorcyclist in the hospital. The collision was on the southbound freeway frontage road at Watered Locust Drive, south of MLK. 38-year-old Jeffrey Johnson of Bryan is accused of leaving the scene and not giving aid after his full-size truck made a right turn into the path of a cycle. The impact knocked the bike and the driver to the ground, and the truck ran over the victim. Johnson told detectives he wasn't the driver, but witnesses say he was behind the wheel. And the latest arrests made by the Bryan Police Department's narcotics unit originated Tuesday from the Boys and Girls Club on William Joel Bryan Parkway. A slow-speed chase of more than 2 miles ended in the area of Beck and Hazel with the arrests of 3 men on a variety of charges, including delivering cocaine. Officers say they seized more than $600 from 28-year-old Christopher Lee Griffin from Connecticut, more than $300 from 28-year-old Joe Curtis Williams of Bryan, and more than $600 hidden inside the car driven by 45-year-old Gary Dwayne Caldwell of Bryan. Police also found cocaine in the car and some tossed out of the car in the area of 28th and Commerce. All three remain in the Brazos County Jail, with Caldwell and Williams also being held on charges of violating parole. And since 1993, the Bryan School District has used a former hospital building to house the Hammond Oliver High School for Human Sciences. At this week's school board meeting, Superintendent Tommy Wallace recommended moving the program to Bryan High School. Wallace was joined by Board Vice President Doug Winneberger about staff concerns that this means the end of their specialized curriculum.
Concern about us eliminating the program is not justified. I think you would have to have 7 new board members for that to happen without a fight. I understand their perspective, but we need to stop it. Their perspective is wrong.
And Ms. Draws and I went over there to tell them that, but we still have to change their, they have to, and they were assured that the program will continue.
Wallace says Hammond Oliver would be located on the Bryan High Blue campus, and the vacated space could potentially be used to move the Mary Catherine Harris School for at-risk students. WTW News Time is 7:12. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
It's an exciting time when you buy a new home, but it can also be a stressful time. You get overwhelmed very easily. There's a lot of properties out there for sale. That's why you need a realtor that is going to listen to exactly what you want. That's what Zweiker & Associates specializes in doing with buyers. First and foremost, they listen. They're going to sit down with you, whether you're a first-time home buyer or someone who's done this before. They know that you have specific needs, and they're proud of the fact that they take the time to listen and evaluate those needs. Now, you pair that with the time they take to preview and tour properties, and they can be market experts and place you, the buyer, in a perfect home to fit your needs. They're going to sit down with you, find out what you absolutely need, what you absolutely want, what you absolutely don't want. And they're not going to flood the senses with dozens of properties. They're talking 8 to 12 to narrow it down to, and then go look at those and find out which one is your next home. Zweiker & Associates, they listen to what you want. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates, ZARealEstate.com.
Good morning, it's 7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure has shifted east into the western Gulf of Mexico. That system responsible for the sunshine we'll see the next several days, and also the warmer temperatures too. Lots of sun. Highs are going to be up around 80 later today. It'll be partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Sun's back with us tomorrow. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. And it's partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up in sports, it's 7:50. Hearing about Johnny Football from Nick Saban. We'll also get you caught up on the NBA and the soccer tournament. The NCAA soccer tournament starts at Ellis Field this weekend, and we'll tell you more about that coming up.
So they're going to do a yell practice today. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, two today.
Yeah. Let's harken back to 19... You know what I'm going to do, right? 1943 in that movie about A&M. Let's see if we can find Bill Stone. Yeah. Dang, I was hoping I had his audio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern speaking from Kyle Field.
I can hear it.
I can hear it, too.
Here it is.
Station in Texas. Mr. and Mrs. America, here is the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas, an institution that not only breeds great fighting men, but men who are building a country well worth fighting for. This is the campus from which came General George F. Moore, an Aggie who was in command of Corregidor's Coast Artillery during its heroic resistance against the armed might of Japan. When General Jimmy Doolittle bombed Tokyo.
I mean, that's from the movie itself. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
what movie?
It's called We've Never Been Licked. You've never seen it, have you?
No, I have not.
That's a must watch.
Yeah. Well, and I
someday.
I think the Association of Former Students owns it now. They used to run it on KAMU, you know, on a semi-regular basis. And
they used to make the freshmen watch it, didn't they?
Yeah, oh sure. Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I mention that is because the yell practice used to be held on the steps of the YMCA.
It still is. After a home game victory,
yeah,
they go to the steps and
but I'm
have
saying
yell
that
practice.
Used to be, I believe that's the only place they had it.
The very first yell practice was at the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how many students at Texas A&M prior to 2 weeks ago even knew where the YMCA building was.
Well, it's been shut down for a long time. Well, they had some flooding problems.
Sure. Well, it used to be that, you know, every student basically had to go into the YMCA building, which is right there, or the Koch building, which is right across the street, because that's where you'd go pay your fees. And things
oh,
like
really?
So, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, obviously, you had to show up there someplace. But, yeah, a lot of the student organizations were housed in the YMCA building. I mean, that's what it was. But, obviously, the campus was much, much smaller then. You know, the end of the world was Welburn Road. There was nothing over there except farms and labs and the vet school. There was no West Campus, so to speak. So everything was right there, and you could walk around to it. But, yeah, the YMCA building used to be really, really important. So that's kind of neat that they're rededicating it. And, yeah, it's one of the few buildings that really had a basement that was used. And, you know, we were talking earlier, when you have heavy rains, guess where the water goes? In the basement. And that's, you know, I think the damage that – I remember seeing some pictures when that happened. But that's kind of neat that they're going to do the stuff over there.
Well, it's at 3 o'clock if you want to go. And then the other one at Kyle Field will be at 6 o'clock. And, you know, usually the football team obviously can't make it to a midnight yell, but because it's at 6 o'clock, the football team will be there and coach is going to talk, so it should be pretty exciting.
I love in Aggieland, we do a midnight yell at 6.
Yeah.
That's
now,
cool.
Now, yesterday Kevin Sumlin was on one of our other shows. He was on a national sports show, the Jim Rome Show, and they were discussing the video that has gone semi-viral, certainly amongst Aggie Nation, that took place after the come from behind win in Mississippi, where
he was mad about that.
Yeah,
oh,
and he was, but and it was 12th Man TV that put it out there.
Yep,
and it showed him, you know, pretty much leading the celebration, and yesterday he justified on the national radio show the fact that you like to have things in the locker room stay in the locker room because you don't want that to be bulletin board material. But you got to see him in an unguarded moment, and you got to see the team in an unguarded moment, being able to celebrate. And he talked about, and for all the people who suffered through A&M football last year, where you had double-digit leads and in the second half lost the ball game, to be able to come back and win one. I mean, again, it was these are young guys, and you emotion means a lot. And,
absolutely.
And for them to come back and reverse that trend that had happened the year before, again, I understand an unguarded moment, but it was kind of neat to see. I kind of enjoyed it.
Well, I remember thinking, wow, I can't believe they posted that, because I used audio from it that morning for the sportscast.
Right,
because
right.
I thought that it was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're talking about you can't believe they put – what happened? I haven't seen
it. He just bounces around and is very excited, but most
what's
of
What's wrong
the,
with that? He's
nothing.
Not, like, crying or something.
Coaches are reserved. They don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you see – and that's – that it is. It's interesting to allow – people into the and there you see it on I think CBS, and we'll see if we see it on the CBS game this week, where they go into the locker room and you hear the last moments of the speech that a coach will give to
right.
his team before they go out. It's a guarded moment that if you haven't been in athletics, you don't get to see that very often. But
I was in athletics.
Yeah, I understand, but
just lost every single game of our whole season.
How'd that go for you?
I never played volleyball again.
Tough to get motivated. Tough to get motivated. Yeah, I understand. So, close call for a guy in Madison, Wisconsin. Somebody called police to say that there was a man pointing a gub out the window at passing motorists. Police arrived and subdued the 70-year-old. But then they
70?
Realized. Yeah, well, then they realized the gub that he was pointing was actually a radar gub. Turns
what?
Out that he was. You know, just trying to see what the speed was and hoping people saw that up there and would slow down. He said he was radaring people. It's not illegal for somebody to aim a radar gun at traffic, and the man was allowed to keep it and apologize for his little stunt. But, you know, I understand
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Sure. I mean, at least he wasn't standing down at street level doing that. He could have been doing that as well, and then people would have really freaked out about that.
Hey, can we do politics again for just 1 second?
We got politics again? Sure.
Well, sort of. In Ohio, which was very contested, if you'll remember, uh-huh. Tuesday night, an armed robber went into a convenience store in Warren, Ohio, and demanded the money. And then he demanded something else at gunpoint.
What?
He said, did you vote?
Did you vote?
Yes.
Wow.
He said to the clerk?
He was then extremely unhappy when the clerk said, I can't vote.
Oh,
police report suggests that the clerk is not a citizen yet. Is in the process of becoming a citizen.
Very nice.
But
very
is not
nice.
A citizen yet.
Oh, okay.
So the robber yelled at the clerk, vote Obama. And then I can't give you the rest of
wow.
the
story. Wow. Now, what do you say about that? Mankind.
Interesting.
The robber is saying, vote Obama.
Once again, well, look, if every opportunity, right? Get out there and every opportunity you can to get out there for your candidate.
I didn't realize that was the get out the vote campaign
yeah, really,
they were talking
yeah, that they
about.
Were doing. Hey, ratings came in, by the way, for election night. Daily Variety reports NBC was the network most people watched for the return.
Really?
12.6 million people. ABC at 11.1 million. CBS with 8.4 million. Fox with 5 million. And then over there on cable, CNN, the big winner, with 8.8 million.
More people watch CNN than Fox.
What it says here.
Where did WTAW rank?
That's Fox, Fox, not Fox News.
Oh, okay.
Fox News Channel at 8.7.
Okay.
And so the election was apparently called at about 10:15. But, gosh, I would have thought Fox News would be a little higher
me
than
too.
That. But apparently not. So NBC with 12.6 million. I couldn't even tell you who I guess that's Brian Williams would have anchored
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
I guess, is Tom Brokaw still alive? Is he still doing
he's still alive, but no, I don't think he's doing that anymore.
All right. Hello?
A criminal insisting that you vote for, or that people vote for Obama? I'm shocked.
Yeah, I now quit that. Well, would it
I'm with you. I agree with you,
okay.
caller.
All right. Well, could have been yelling, vote for Romney as he runs out. Hey, reason number
the
7.
The fact is he didn't.
Yeah, that's true. All right, speaking of robbery, never rob a Chinese restaurant.
I saw this morning. This is great.
Police in Orlando, Florida say three masked men entered the New China Eatery and demanded three employees hand over the money from the cash register. Well, unfortunately, the employees didn't speak English, so they didn't know what the crooks were saying.
How do you translate that to Cantonese?
Yeah. Well, my thought is, I mean, if they've got a gub, pretty much know what they're not there for the egg rolls.
No, that's true.
Two of the masked men pounded on the register in an attempt to open it, accidentally firing the gun in the process.
Oh, good Lord.
So these mozons decided to leave, left with no cash. Nobody was hurt. And so I guess that's probably the best deterrent right there. If you can't speak the language, then you can't get held up, at least in Orlando.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. A Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. 82 for a high temperature today. Kind of breezy. Gusts up to maybe 20 miles an hour. They'll be coming out of the south, about 60 for a low tonight. And then we'll be in the lower 80s for the balance of the week. And until Monday, when our high temperature, by the way, will be 64 degrees. That'll be the high. Lows each night will be pretty pleasant, though. We do have a 60% chance of rain on Sunday night, so we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that can happen. Right now, the winds are from the southeast at 3, 87% relative humidity, and we've got 56 degrees out there.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
We've got caregivers that work more than 60 hours in a week, and we've got caregivers that just work once a week with one client just to satisfy something in their soul. People need care around the clock, so we provide care for people during the daytime, in the evenings, overnight, and weekends. We can pretty much accommodate your schedule. If you have an interest in caring for someone, we can find an opportunity for you to serve. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, in the wee hours of the morning after it became apparent that California Governor Jerry Brown won a big win, he convinced voters in his state to raise taxes on themselves. Prop 30 had the full support of unions, which will reap a windfall from the taxes imposed. One tax is an increase on high earners. It's retroactive. It will stay in place for 7 years. The other is a sales tax. The imposition of these new taxes means, according to the governor, that he won't have to enact spending cuts for schools and universities. Now, I'm going to keep track of that. California voters have now been promised that with these taxes they've imposed on themselves, their budget problems are over. We've been here before, folks. So for the next 7 years, Democrats shouldn't harangue you California voters with tales of woe about budget deficits. Teachers' unions should all live happily ever after with the money that you've provided, some of it retroactively. They shouldn't spend more than they take in now. They should watch the nickels and dimes as if it was their own hard-earned money instead of letting it melt away like butter on hot bread, right? Oh, and by the way, we'll soon learn if California Democrats have a supermajority in both branches of their assembly. They're 2 seats shy, with some close races being counted. If they win it, they can impose even higher taxes whenever they want. And nobody, not even the governor, can stop them. Congratulations, California. Way to be.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
In this business climate, flexibility equals profitability. Just one more reason we chose a Regis office for 2 if by T. Business changes and plans change. The economy changes. Your Regis office changes to fit your needs. You can upsize or downsize your office, even change your office location anywhere within the Regis network with no penalty. Now, whatever your office needs, Regis can help save you a fortune. Your Regis office comes beautifully furnished in a prestigious building. You get a receptionist to greet your clients and answer your phones, meeting rooms when you need them, state-of-the-art video conferencing, and all of that with no long-term lease. Regis is the new way to work, folks. Go to regus.com/rush, and you'll get 2 months free. Or you can call and tell them Rush sent you, and you'll get your 2 free months. It's 1-800-OFFICES. This is Regis at 1-800-OFFICES.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTW News Time is 7:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man remains in jail on a robbery charge while police continue to investigate the murder of his accomplice. No information has been released about who was inside the home when 28-year-old Christopher Reeves was shot in the back. Detectives were told Reeves and 28-year-old Robert Farr went to a home at Anderson and Hollick to steal 1 pound of marijuana. Farr told police Reeves went inside while Farr remained outside. Farr says Reeves ran out of the house a short time later after being shot. Farr says on the way to the hospital, Reeves fell out of the vehicle during a right turn, which left blood on the street. Farr's arrest report indicates 20 minutes after police arrived at the emergency room, Reeves died of a single gunshot wound. No one has been arrested in the shooting. Local prosecutors used a state law passed in 2009 for the first time to convict a man of assaulting his girlfriend in College Station last May, then again in Fort Worth 2 months later. According to a news release from the district attorney's office, a jury this week found 23-year-old Chad McFadden guilty of both attacks under the new continuous family violence law since one of the incidents was local. Then the judge, who had given probation for a third assault of a different woman last year, ordered McFadden to serve a 2-year sentence before starting an 8-year prison term for this year's assaults. McFadden, according to prosecutors, contended he was protecting himself against attacks from his girlfriends. During sentencing, Judge Travis Bryan told McFadden he was a liar, a bully, and an abuser of women.
There was a record number of provisional ballots given to those wanting to vote in Brazos County this week, but for whatever reason weren't listed. Voter Register Christy Rose says the certification process began Election Day and will continue through tomorrow.
I only have 3 days to research every one of those provisional ballots and thoroughly research them and certify the information that I find back to the ballot board. And when you're looking at 406, that's a pretty amazing task. But my staff all knows what to do, and as we've gone through the day, we've pulled data from calls that we've gotten. We knew someone was going to provisionally ballot vote, and we've gone ahead and researched through the day, and we have a whole box of documentation we already have ready.
Rowe also says voter turnout was 62%, up from the 50 to 55% range in past presidential elections. The Bryan Police Department's narcotics unit seized nearly $1,600 in drug money along with crack cocaine as part of the arrests of three men on Tuesday. The incident ended in the area of Beck and Hazel but began outside the Boys and Girls Club on West William Joel Bryan Parkway. Officers say they followed the suspect's car with sirens and emergency lights on for more than 2 miles before the slow speed chase ended. Along the way, cocaine was tossed out of the car and was collected by police in the area of 28th and Commerce. Taken to jail were the driver, 45-year-old Gary Dwayne Caldwell of Bryan, and 28-year-olds Joe Curtis Williams of Bryan and Christopher Lee Griffin of Connecticut. Williams and Caldwell are also being held on charges of violating parole. A Bryan man is out of jail following his arrest Wednesday on a charge of leaving the scene of an injury at a crash. 38-year-old Jeffrey Johnson told Bryan police he wasn't the driver, but witnesses told detectives he was behind the wheel of a full-size pickup when he made a right turn. A motorcyclist and his bike were knocked to the ground, and the truck ran over the victim, resulting in injuries requiring hospitalization. The wreck was September 23rd on the southbound freeway frontage road between MLK and William Joel Bryan. The Bryan School Board has been asked to move specialized high school programs now offered at Hammond Oliver to the Bryan High Blue campus. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he wants to expand the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics curriculum.
We'll put signage up and all that, and you'll definitely tell when you walk in that commons area upstairs, Hammond Oliver, STEM Academy, or whatever. That there's two sections. The one that you walk up that's empty now, it's currently vacant. Those classrooms back behind. And the classrooms to the right.
Board Vice President Doug Winneberger addressed staff comparisons to the district's former Tech Academy.
And I think their interpretation of the Tech Academy is wrong, too, because the Tech Academy was making promises they couldn't fulfill. So it was a faulty program, in my perspective.
Wallace says by moving Hammond Oliver, that space can be used by the growing population of at-risk students attending Mary Catherine Harris. Today, you're welcome to experience Aggieland history at two different yell practices. The YMCA building will be rededicated with a special yell at 3, and senior yell leader Drew Nelson says the building is key to the yell practice tradition.
The first yell practice ever was actually held at the YMCA building, and so that's why it's significant for us. And after home victories at Kyle Field, we still go to the YMCA building and have a yell practice right there on the steps. So that building is very important for the yell leaders and for the 12th man and for the spirit of Texas A&M. So it's really neat that we get to be a part of that.
There will also be a special yell practice at 6 at Kyle Field, including a word from Kevin Sumlin. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 60 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
You know, the folks at Texas Truck Riggins are there to make sure that your truck looks good from day one and really stays looking good. At Texas Truck Riggins, they offer the best products and really affordable prices. They've got a staff who can really answer your questions when it comes to what grill guards would be best for you, what bumpers or bed covers. The side steps are the headache racks. If you want to put a winch in your truck, then you can do that. Plus, they've got all sorts of accessories that can be used to customize your truck or your SUV. But they'll be glad to answer the questions if this is your first truck and that whole world is new and different to you. Or if you're trying to use your truck in ways that you've never done before and you want to keep its good looks, they can help you do that as well. So get in touch with the folks at Texas Truck Rentals. Let them answer your questions having to do with how to make your truck, your everyday user, a truck that stays good looking on the outside. And, of course, on the inside, too, they've got accessories for the inside. And if you happen to be driving a diesel, and remember, they've got performance chips for you as well. And, of course, also, they've got that boutique right there in the middle of the store that if you want to get something for a lady in your life and, you know, something that's kind of a fashion deal, then you can do that. Or you can get a gift card. That way you're never wrong. But, again, truth may be told, she's got an SUV or a truck that she wants to get dressed up, or a Jeep, too. That's all can be done for you at Texas Truck Riggins. They're right across from the lake. Stop and see them on South College. Ray Bomansky and the folks at Texas Truck Riggins.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal. And then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Hey, it's about 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure has started to shift east of the region this morning, and that's going to lead to warmer temperatures developing across the area. Unfortunately, no rain in the forecast. The high stays in control through at least Saturday. Mostly sunny. We're headed up to 80 today. It'll be partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Tomorrow we'll have more sun, highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Saturday, partly sunny, highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I mean, they do what they do well. You know, they want to get up on the ball and they want to run plays real fast.
Roughly 100 of them last week. That's senior defensive end Damian Squares. He's from Houston. He plays defense for Alabama. We'll cover that for you here in just a little bit. NCAA tournament starts tomorrow. We'll get information from G. And the NBA played last night as well.
Coach Saban made comments, I think, a couple of weeks ago about the up-tempo play of some football teams.
Yes, that it wasn't in keeping with the game.
Yeah, is that really where we want to go with the game, I think, is what he was trying to say. Well, yeah. Yeah, we do. We kind of like it. I kind of like the idea that up-tempo thing works.
Without question.
Yeah, so we'll see how it works out.
But, everybody's trying to figure out what to call it.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, he kind of corrected himself. He stepped back from those statements this week a little bit. And, yeah, I don't know what you call it. Successful would be a pretty good word here.
Absolutely. They're trying, you know, air raid, the Aggie air raid.
Right, yeah. I don't care. Let's just, you know, score more
Just win,
points.
Baby. Just win.
That's right.
You know, Al Davis.
Yeah. Winning makes everything a whole lot easier and better. Hello.
And Nick Saban's comments are kind of like guerrilla warfare versus standing in line and shooting at each other.
Yeah, exactly. And wearing a red coat in the forest.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Can't be doing that. All right. So, you know, we were talking today about how the nor'easter has come in and dumped some snow up there in the northeast, and of course, those people up there think they're the only people in the world and that we need to continue to have that covered. Gusts up to 60 miles an hour, the winds, the 700,000 people without electricity, thousands of flights canceled. So it's not a massive nor'easter by winter standards, said one of the meteorologists, but at this time of year and immediately after Sandy, the wrath and destruction of that storm, that is what makes it bad. So, of course, yesterday, somebody spotted and took a picture outside a disaster recovery center in Staten Island that read, quote, FEMA center closed due to weather.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Man.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Yep, yep, yep. So, there
isn't
you
it ironic?
It. Yeah.
Oh, that's
put that
just
right there for
flipping, you know, hilarious.
One more time, the government hits a home run for us all. Hey, how about the stock market yesterday? Biggest skid in one day this year.
Yeah, it ate it.
Yeah,
it
dropped 312 points, the Dow did, or 2.4%. Biggest concern, said one investor, is the fear of a more deeply divided Congress. Yeah, right, whatever. There's a lot of things that they're fearing. Like what's going on in Europe, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, go get your cans and move to your bunker and everything will be fine. No, I'm kidding. So sometimes two companies are better than one. Office Depot and Office Max, both struggling. But each has limited strengths that, if combined, could make them stronger. Despite Office Depot having erected a takeover defense, merger talks are, in fact, rumored between Office Depot and Office Max.
So, really?
What would you call it? Would you call it Max Depot? Or you could call it Office Office.
I like Office Office.
Or Office Squared.
Office Squared could work. You could also call it Staples.
Oh,
that wasn't very nice, was it? I'm sorry, gosh. A spectacular fireworks display in Scotland apparently caused a problem yesterday. Okay, Kat, why are they having a... Why are you having a fireworks display in early November over there? Do you know?
Look, Bonfire Night has fireworks. I don't know how much of a deal Bonfire Night is to Scottish people. But
the BBC reports a rocket misfired, landing in the main fireworks storage area. That caused the whole area to go up in flames, sending sparks every place. Spectators seen running for their lives.
I bet it was exciting, though.
Yeah, it was. And I saw some video of it this morning, and you see the silhouette of one guy standing there, and, you know, his arms go up with a, hey, man, what am I supposed to do? And then he walks out of the picture. So.
Oh, no, everything's on fire.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's, I get this, alert the media. A new National Institute of Health study found that working out regularly in the gym can add up to 4 years to your life.
So wow. There. So if I'm watching TV and going to the gym, it should balance
it
out.
It should. Or reading a book, remember? Reading a book can also
Now, that
it.
Was
yeah.
just
I know,
the life according to Scott.
Hello? Hello? See, I say hello and then you talk. It's a really neat thing. It's called a telephone. Okay, never mind.
Unless it wasn't turned up.
Well, no, it was. It was wait, hey.
They're sitting on the other line going, Scott, I'm here, Scott.
They may call back, and they may not.
Somebody's getting
there,
taking shots this morning. Dad.
Oh, so here. We always want to be on the cultural cutting edge. All right, we'll grab it again. Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
It's great. You know, it's almost Friday. I heard today on the Wall Street Journal they called it Friday Eve. I think that's what we're going to rename Thursday, by the way.
But yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I think they should call it Office Depot to the Max.
I like that, Office Depot to the Max. Well, and we'll see what happens. Good. You know, because we just gotten a new one. Which one is it? Max? Right, we got a new Max. The Max moved.
Right.
Used to be on Harvey Road. Now it's in, I guess, is that still called Culpeper Center right there? Anyway, that's, hello?
Good morning, comrade citizens.
Yeah, here we are again, yeah. We're going to get that every morning now. Because it's, you know, different. Hello?
I just have to know, so attractive about living another 4 years in a nursing home.
All right, we're always trying to keep you on the cutting edge of you know, what's going on out there. Of course, you know about PSY and Gangnam. Yeah, Gangnam Style. So
you sound so hip.
Just
say
really.
It.
For the record, Kevin, if you do play it, I won't tease you about it today.
Yeah, no, we're not going to play
I'm
it.
I'm just letting you know.
No, Scott's already threatened me with an inch of my life if I ever played it again.
Oh, you can't see me batting my eyelashes in here.
There you go. We need to let you know what the next big thing is in South Korea, because that's where PSY is from, right?
Hmm.
Okay, is Hwanya? Is that the name? Hwanya?
I haven't seen what it's spelled like.
Hyuna. She is a former member of a female group called the Wonder Girls, now has a blazing solo career, looking to break through in the U.S. video market.
She covered Gangnam.
Oh, did
you
she?
You know what else is big over there? I was Skyping a friend of mine who's in Korea.
She's not chubby like he is she? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what she looks like.
She's probably not.
All right, so you're talking to a friend of yours over there.
Yeah. You know how we're kind of obsessed with mustaches here, and there's just mustache stuff?
Okay.
They like poop. For Christmas, her friend gave her these little poops with faces on them with little angel wings that you stitch together. Isn't that nuts?
For Christmas? That was last year then.
Well, it's like it's an ongoing thing, kind of how, you know, yeah, mustaches like, have been a thing
like
for
pet sure. rocks.
But it's not actual poop. They just think, oh, it's so cute. There's like a bread place called Poop Bread, and they're calling buns on your head as a poop hair. That's what my friend was like. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know why they have this obsession with poop.
Yeah, they like My Little Kitty over in that part of the world kind of too. Hello.
I got three cases of turd birds.
Thank you. Yeah, we got plenty of that. Okay, so I've got a joke for you today.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Great. So it's not like, a knock-knock, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. Two women are comparing notes on the difficulties. I don't know. It's kind of a joke, but it could kind of be true. So two women are comparing notes on the difficulties of running a small business. The first woman said, I started a new practice last year. I insist that each of my employees take at least a week off every 3 months. Other woman said, well, why in the world would you do that? The first one said, it's the best way I can learn which ones I can do without.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family. Call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Give a gift that will stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen that makes holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade wood crafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for Generations, now in their new showroom at 2651 Boonville Road, just past Kroger in Bryan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Are you too busy to notice the things happening around you? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Some of the most significant inventions of our time came about as complete accidents. See if you recognize this one. It started back in 1945 when engineer Percy Spencer toured one of the laboratories at Raytheon, the company he worked for. He was inspecting one of the power tubes to their radar system. All of a sudden, the chocolate bar in his shirt pocket started to melt. Ever the curious one, Percy settled in and ran some experiments. After seeing what the tubes did to a variety of other foods, he knew he was onto something. Within a couple of years, the world was introduced to the first microwave oven. Stories like that offer significant perspective about life. Percy didn't set out to invent the microwave. He stumbled across it by staying aware of things happening around him. In a similar way, I've learned the best course of action isn't always the one you plan for. Sometimes the right path catches you by surprise. But that can only happen if, like Percy Spencer, you keep your eyes and ears open. That awareness is often the difference between inventing one of the greatest modern conveniences of our time and wondering how you got a mushy chocolate bar in your pocket. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Aggie football gearing up for the biggest challenge in their short SEC life, perhaps ever, for A&M. Alabama, undefeated, number one, coming off a national championship season last year. Aggs, number 15. But the Aggies do have their attention. Here's Tide coach Nick Saban on Johnny Football.
Terrific player. Can do a lot of things, creates a lot of plays, extends a lot of plays. He's a great scrambler. It's a totally different presentation in terms of what we have to defend.
Now, senior defensive end Damian Squares from Houston is impressed with Johnny Football, but he's also impressed by the speed of play the Aggies have.
I mean, they do what they do well. You know, they want to get up on the ball and they want to run plays real fast. You know, they want to, you know, put a lot of points on the scoreboard. And as a defense, we're trying to do the exact opposite, you know. So we got to come and prepare the best way that we can prepare and go out there and execute what coach draw up on the game plan.
Crimson Tide at Aggies, 2:30 Tuscaloosa game right here on 1620 WTAW. In the NBA, the Spurs lose their first game of the season to the Clippers, 106-84. Nuggets beat the Rockets, 93-87, and the Mavs edge the Raptors, 109-104. A&M starts their NCAA postseason tomorrow against SFA. Here's Coach G on the Lady Jacks.
SFA, I would say that this is the best Southland team that I've ever seen. We've seen them a lot, and this isn't those types of teams. This is a team that comes in. They've scored more goals than we have this year. They've given up less goals than we have this year.
Tournament starts tomorrow at Ellis at 7 o'clock. Negotiations between the NHL and the Locked Out Players Association are scheduled to continue today. The two sides met for 5.5 hours yesterday, with talks extending well into the night. With any luck, maybe we'll see some hockey. A victory by UFC welterweight champion George St. Pierre on November 17th over interim title holder Carlos Condit could wind up in a super fight with middleweight champion Anderson Silva at Cowboy Stadium. Here's Franklin McNeil from ESPN.
If St. Pierre wins, and these two have seemed to have agreed that they want to fight each other, then I think Anderson Silva steps into the octagon and they announce that the fight will happen.
And the way that works in MMA most of the time is he will walk up into the ring. Now, the paperwork's all done, but he'll walk into the ring and they'll make the challenge right there after he's done fighting. That's a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Weather and soil conditions make fall the perfect time to have a state-of-the-art irrigation system installed for your lawn and garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Get your irrigation system installed now, and you'll be ready for next spring and summer. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. You can like them on Facebook or log on to their website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
If you're one of those guys, there aren't a lot of us out there, but if you're one of those guys who thinks ahead when it comes to gift-giving, remember that David Gardner's has been solving gift problems for guys for, I don't know, 30 years, really, with David Gardner creations and creations from other jewelry designers. Now, remember, when it comes to your basics, you can always find those at David Gardner's, whether it's diamond studs. I mean, that's something that's kind of a default go-to thing. And David Gardner's has a 100% trade-in, trade-up policy in all the diamonds in the store. And they do pearl studs or maybe pearl strands. You want to do those or bracelets, a diamond tennis bracelet. Remember, there's 0% financing for 6 months on the diamond basics at David Gardner's. And then there's the David Yurman deal, which goes on. David Yurman is pretty much a no-brainer if the lady in your life likes the David Yurman look. There are a lot of places you can buy David Yurman, but here's what's great is David Yurman's VIP club that you have at David Gardner's. And what you do is you buy and you gain points. And then you can use those points the next year. And so you can kind of grow and build on that. It solves a lot of gift-giving problems for a long time. So let David Gardner's do that for you, too. Stop in and see him at 911 University Drive. It's David Gardner's. Norma G. Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G. Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G. Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G. Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G. Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
Save the date. Saturday, November 10th is Royalty Pecan's Pecan Harvest Festival. This is a free event, and you won't believe what Royalty Pecan's has planned for you and your family. From food, drinks, games, giveaways, and pecan bake show, to hayrides, orchard tours, wine tasting, even a 5K run through the trees, and more. Saturday, November 10th at Royalty Pecan's. It's their Pecan Harvest Festival. For more info or vendor and sponsorship opportunities, visit royaltypecans.com or call 979-272-3904.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW, those of us who are parents after the officer wrote the ticket.
Wow! Yeah. In their own backyard?
Yeah, well, but you could see it from the street.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I agree. I don't know if you can appeal it or not, but we'll see how that works out. And again, they kind of did right. What are the choices, officer? It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. First a hurricane, now a foot of snow.
Any road you go on, you'll find an accident just because it is so icy.
He's in Massachusetts. In some areas of the Northeast, people who just got power back have lost it again. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley, live here in New York.
People barely recovering from Superstorm Sandy, and now a cold, heavy, wet blanket of slushy snow delaying the repairs to power lines and setting back the recovery efforts.
It's insane, okay? I've been 10 days now, and now shoveling snow.
About 135,000 people had their power knocked out by this nor'easter, which snapped already weak tree branches, downing more power lines in areas of New York and New Jersey. This adding to the over 600,000 residents who have been without power for over a week since Sandy hit. Dave?
According to the accused, Army WikiLeakers offering to plead guilty to some offenses, but Bradley Manning's attorney says the private will not admit to the more serious charges like aiding and abetting the enemy for sending to WikiLeaks hundreds of thousands of classified documents that were posted online. He tried to kill former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and did murder six others. Today, Jared Loughner will be locked up for good. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Victims of the 2011 Tucson shooting, including Gabrielle Giffords, who was struck in the head, are expected in court when Jared Loughner is sentenced today. Some will give impact statements. Under a plea deal, the 24-year-old faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia and underwent forcible drug treatments. The deal was reached after a judge declared that Loughner was able to understand the charges against him. Dave?
Jennifer, there was a little less new unemployment last week. First-time jobless claims fell to 355,000. The arches are a little less golden. McDonald's sales fell nearly 2% last month in locations open at least a year. The first time that's happened to Mickey D's in nearly a decade, as Wendy's and Burger King turn up the heat with new menus. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Do you owe the IRS over $20,000 in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or are under audit? Are your receivables being levied? If you're an independent contractor or business owner, you must know your rights and options. The IRS has the power to take your receivables and shut you down. Tax Resolution Services can help. Tax Resolution Services will completely handle your case for you and deal with the IRS on your behalf and can negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Call Tax Resolution Services now at 866-IRS-PROBLEMS or log on to taxresolution.com.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
A Comfort Keeper is a caregiver that provides the kind of in-home care that you would receive from a family member. Someone that treats their client with dignity and respect as though they were caring for a member of their own family. It's a great feeling to go to work and leave knowing that you've made a difference. You've changed a life. You've kept someone in their home. You've given someone back their independence and their freedom. You'll absolutely love your experience as a caregiver if that's the kind of heart you've got. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
You appear to be coming up short on holiday support. Do tell.
It's the holidays, and I'm more booked than a library. I'm so stressed my calendar needs a personal assistant.
Relax, Miss Audrey Hartburn. For Specs Gourmet Party Trays, raise the bar on raising the roof. With 23 delicious trays featuring heaping portions of everything from chicken wings to caviar. And the experts at Specs will pair your platter with the perfect wine. How goes your holiday Hindenburg now?
With Specs supersized selection and wall-to-wall savings, I've even managed to make time for myself. And by myself, I mean the 6-cheese party tray and a phenomenal red wine.
You certainly put the 10 in itinerary. And with Specs lower prices, you'll save enough to create your very own holiday, known as Spa-Liday. You're welcome. Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Brazos County officials remain busy with post-election business. Voter Registrar Christy Rose says they have until tomorrow to determine the outcome of hundreds of provisional ballots, which are given to those who aren't listed as registered voters.
Sometimes it's a slip-up in bookkeeping. Sometimes it's just that they failed to do something. Sometimes they may have been purged, but we have to research why they were purged, and if they were purged in error, then we're able to provide that information. Occasionally it's just that somebody goes at the last minute to vote, and they're not in the right location, and they have to vote provisionally because they are not supposed to vote at that polling location.
Rose says a record number of provisional ballots were handed out this year. College Station police investigators have been told an attempted drug theft led to the city's latest murder. 28-year-old Christopher Reeves died Monday night after being shot once in the back. Reeves was taken to the hospital by Robert Farr from the area of Anderson and Hulick. Farr told detectives he stayed outside while Reeves went into a home to steal 1 pound of marijuana. Farr said after Reeves came out after being shot, they went to the hospital. Well, and on the way, Farr said when he made a right turn, Reeves fell out of the vehicle, leaving blood on the pavement. Farr remains in the Brazos County Jail after he was arrested for robbery. Police have not revealed who else was inside the home at the time Reeves was shot, and no one has been arrested. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced the completion of the first trial under a new continuous family violence law. According to a news release, prosecutors thanked the jury for convicting a man they consider a violent individual who has consistently abused women. 23-year-old Chad McFadden, who according to jail records never had a home address, was found guilty of assaulting a girlfriend last May in College Station and 2 months later in Fort Worth. A state law passed in 2009 allowed McFadden to be tried locally in both cases because one of the attacks occurred here. McFadden was sentenced to 8 years for those attacks, and that time won't start until he completes a 2-year sentence of a third assault involving a second woman that took place last year. A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin will speak at one of two special Yale practices today. Senior Yale leader Drew Nelson says the 6 o'clock Yale at Kyle Field will be an opportunity for the whole Aggie family to support the team before they face Alabama.
They're playing the number one team in the nation. They're undefeated. There's a lot of excitement surrounding this football season, especially now that A&M is moving up in the rankings. We wanted to have a Yale practice to send the team off, and we were able to get the team to commit to coming and Coach Sumlin to commit to coming to the Yale practice. It'll be nice for them to actually get to experience a Yale practice and kind of see the excitement that the 12th man has.
There will also be a Yale earlier in the day at the rededication of the YMCA building at 3. An arrest has been made in a hit-and-run crash in Bryan from late September that put a motorcyclist in the hospital. The collision was on the southbound freeway frontage road at Water Locust Drive, south of MLK. 38-year-old Jeffrey Johnson of Bryan is accused of leaving the scene and not giving aid after his full-size truck made a right turn into the path of the cycle. The impact knocked the bike and the driver to the ground, and the truck ran over the victim. Johnson told detectives he wasn't the driver, but witnesses say he was behind the wheel. The latest arrests made by the Bryan Police Department's narcotics unit originated Tuesday from the Boys and Girls Club on William Joel Bryan Parkway. A slow-speed chase of more than 2 miles ended in the area of Beck and Hazel with the arrests of 3 men on a variety of charges, including delivering cocaine. Officers say they seized more than $600 from 28-year-old Christopher Lee Griffin from Connecticut, more than $300 from 28-year-old Joe Curtis Williams of Bryan, and more than $600 hidden inside the car driven by 45-year-old Gary Dwayne Caldwell of Bryan. Police also found cocaine in the car and some tossed out of the car into the area of 28th and Commerce. All three remain in the Brazos County Jail, with Caldwell and Williams also being held on charges of violating parole. Since 1993, the Bryan School District has used a former hospital building to house the Hammond Oliver High School for Human Sciences. At this week's school board meeting, Superintendent Tommy Wallace recommended moving the program to Bryan High School. Wallace was joined by Board Vice President Doug Wunneberger about staff concerns that this means the end of their specialized curriculum.
Concern about us eliminating the program is not justified. I think you would have to have 7 new board members for that to happen without a fight. I understand their perspective. But we need to stop it. Their perspective is wrong.
And Ms. Draws and I went over there to tell them that. But we still have to change their... and they were assured that the program will continue.
Wallace says Hammond Oliver would be located on the Bryan High Blue campus, and the vacated space could potentially be used to move the Mary Catherine Harris School for at-risk students. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure has started to shift east of the region this morning, and that's going to lead to warmer temperatures developing across the area. Unfortunately, no rain in the forecast. The high stays in control through at least Saturday. Mostly sunny. We're headed up to 80 today. It'll be partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Tomorrow we'll have more sun, highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Saturday, partly sunny, highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, yeah, the fireworks accident in Scotland was part of the bonfire night deal.
You guessed it.
Yeah.
See, you're learning.
No, you
I actually taught you something.
No, you did. You're the one who mentioned it.
Well.
Yeah, so there.
Thanks for listening. Listen after all.
There you go. It's the Bentland Community Center at Ox Gangs Bray is where that happened. Of course, we all know where that is.
Ox Gangs Bray?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Somewhere cold.
$3,500 worth of fireworks went off there in about 30 seconds.
Well, maybe I can try and bring some toffee apples just in honor of them.
Toffee apples?
That's how they celebrate bonfires. You talked about that earlier. Yeah.
By the way, I
was testing to see if you really did listen.
No, probably not. So I was in the grocery store the other day.
Okay.
All right. Now, remember growing up, there were like two kinds of marshmallows, right? There's like regular and the minis. And I think we talked about they have the ginormas. But now they also have, they look like, for lack of a better word, if you know these little Ghirardelli chocolate squares.
Mm-hmm.
They now have marshmallows that look like that.
That are square?
Yes, for s'mores.
That's not a marshmallow.
I know, but it's for s'mores. See, they're extending.
Well,
the
they
brand.
Also have flavor.
But how are you going to toast it if it's like a flat square?
But it's you put it on in between the graham cracker and the really horrible Hershey's chocolate, and that's how you make the s'mores.
Yeah,
see?
But how are you going to roast it?
I don't know.
That's just silly. Unless you're just doing it in the microwave.
Of course. See, that's what it is. You know what? Kids today don't even know you're supposed to roast those things outside.
You know, if you put that in a microwave, they blow up.
I caught so many things on fire as a child, it's not even funny. I love that we each had three comments that were all very non sequitur.
That's okay.
That was the point.
I'm waiting for the list.
Well.
No, not today. There's always another day for that.
I think that's a good plan.
It's a new contest. What has Kat set on fire?
Well,
not again, intentionally, necessarily.
Kat is in so many ways our female Tom Turbyville. Would come up with a statement, and I make a mental note, and I think, you know.
It was bound to happen. Kat, it was going to happen.
Yeah. On another day, we'll come back and find out about the many things.
So have you, Kevin, have you blown marshmallows up in the microwave?
They inflate.
Have you ever done peep wars where you take the two little peeps and stick a toothpick into both of them and then whichever one kind of passes out first is a loser? But really they're both losers because they both exploded in the microwave.
Passes out?
Well, you know, it kind of droops over like it's dead.
Is there a lot of, are you hanging with the hobo?
No, I was I was thinking of altered states of consciousness, but I guess I better not say that. So
you can say that because it's not true.
I understand.
I'm thinking.
I live in an altered state of consciousness.
She's been getting into the hobo's ripple.
There you go. All right, we have things to do. It's time to play Jethro Trivia. And Sean's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you?
Good morning.
You brought a guest with you.
I brought Julianne Burkhalter from our animal center with me today.
Hi, Julianne. How are you?
Morning. Doing great. How are you?
Do you know about Jethro Trivia?
I'm new to this.
All right, here we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jethro Trivia is our oddly little informative news quiz that asks a question about pop culture or recent current events. No wagering. It's multiple choice, so everybody will get their chance to answer. Since you're the guest, you get to go last, okay?
Oh, okay.
So you get to hear, you know, the others practice saying the letters A, B, C, and D. So, Kevin, you'll go first. Kat, you'll go second. Sean will go third. And then you'll go last. All right, here we go. There's a new cologne recently hit the market based on the scent of what? Is it A, subway stations, B, the Chicago Stockyards, C, sushi, or D, Scarlett Johansson's bathwater? Once again, new cologne recently hit the market based on A.
There's no right answer.
Subway
stations. Yeah, I was
waiting
for you to say baseball.
Uh-huh, right. B, Chicago Stockyards. C, sushi. D, Scarlett Johansson's bathwater. Kevin, you're first.
I go with the sushi.
Sushi, okay. All right, Kat.
I'll go with Stockyards.
Okay.
All right.
Would you buy that, though? I mean,
I don't buy cologne, Scott.
I understand, but
I'm a female.
Well, would you buy that for a friend, I guess, is what I should say.
What friends?
I don't know.
Oh, stop. Just...
Oh, man.
God.
All right, go ahead, Sean.
All right, I'm going to go with Scarlett Johansson's bathwater because I would buy that.
Yeah, I understand. That, you know, that might make
sense. See, that sounds gross. I don't know who Scarlett Johansson is. I don't want to be in anybody else's bathwater.
She's an actress. Okay, Julianne, what's your answer?
She's a hot actress.
You know, I'd have to say the same as far as the bathwater. I think any guy would want Scarlett Johansson's bathwater.
See, there you go. All right, so it's sushi. It's sushi. The Dementor Fragrance Library, a boutique operation out of New York, specializes in perfumes and colognes based on everyday aromas. Its latest offering would be sushi, joins a list of fragrances that already include cannabis flower, dirt, and laundromat.
Well, I didn't know you meant it actually smells like that. I thought you meant it's kind of the marketing.
No,
is
the
based
essence
around
of it. No,
idea.
No. Now, and again.
Because I could see cowboys, Manly Stockyard, okay.
I don't know the Dementor, if we haven't dealt with these people before, because
I think we have.
I got some fragrance that smelled like dirt one time. I know that.
Yep. Aren't the Dementors the bad guys on Harry Potter?
No, I think Dementor's the name of the company.
Well.
It's the Dementor Fragrance Library.
Well.
All right.
They're demented.
That's it. We'll see if we can get some dirt cologne and maybe give that away for the holidays.
So their eau de toilette is really eau de toilette.
Yeah,
that's
no
what I'm
going to
buy Kevin for Christmas.
Okay, we'll see how it works out. All right, so what's going on, Sean, in the city?
Well, this weekend, this Saturday morning, November 10th, the Mounts Public Library is having a bilingual storytelling for families event with storyteller Nancy Lugo. And there will be a puppet show based on the book Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh,
and
okay.
This event is free. Includes refreshments and crafts.
Okay, and that'll be again?
This Saturday morning, November 10th, Mounts Public Library, and it starts at 10 a.m.
All right, we'll look forward to that. And again, as mentioned, we have a guest today.
That's right, I brought a guest to talk about animals, because last time I was here, I was talking about free dogs.
Yeah.
Well, now I brought someone with me to talk about free cats.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, so tell me what's going on at the Animal Center.
Well, at the Animal Center, of course, last month we did have our special free dogs and puppies. Mm-hmm. This month is the month of November. We're getting ready for the holiday season. We have a new special for a new month. All the month of November, we are giving thanks for a new home, and we have free cats and kittens to approved adopters with a donation. But we didn't leave the dogs and the puppies out either. Dogs and puppies are only $50 to adopt the month of November at the Bryan Animal Center.
Okay. Now, do they come with shots and everything that's all ready to go,
it's
geared up and ready to go?
It's a fantastic deal, I tell you. They come with basic vaccinations, testing for heartworms for the dogs and feline diseases for the cats, deworming, microchips, and a spay-neuter voucher as well with each one of those animals.
Yeah, big champ of microchips. That saves everybody a lot of
absolutely
money. Absolutely. And a lot of time if you'll get your even if you already own a pet, go get it chipped. It's a great thing to do. Now, and also one of the things that people need to think about is a puppy on Christmas morning is really not an ideal thing.
Not the best thing in the world to have a puppy first thing Christmas morning. What we do encourage is for folks to kind of do some research into what they're looking for, what they might like. And if you want to do a gift situation for someone for a pet during Christmas, you know, go out, buy the bed, buy the bowl, buy the leash, whatever, and then take that person down to the animal center and let them pick out just the right animal for them.
Yeah.
You know, you can surprise them with all the goodies under the tree, and then y'all come down and visit us and find just that perfect animal after
Christmas.
That's
a really good idea.
Well, that way they get to make the determination as to what they want. Don't decide that for them. Okay, so now, where are you located?
We're at 2207 Finfeather. Mm-hmm. They can also find us online at petfinder.com or our Bryan website as well. And give us a call, 979-209-5260.
Okay, that's the location where the Brazos Animal Shelter used to be. Is
that
right?
That's correct.
Okay,
yep.
So you'll know that. Okay, now you can go to the website. All right, thanks a bunch. All right, anything else, Sean?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, sounds good. Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
Indicators from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There were fewer new faces on the nation's unemployment lines last week. The Labor Department reports first-time claims for jobless benefits declined by 8,000 to 355,000. And the Commerce Department reports the nation's trade deficit narrowed more than expected in September, coming in at $41.5 billion. Stocks took a hit yesterday. The futures suggest we could see a bit of a rebound at the opening bell today. McDonald's business was off last month. Sales for U.S. restaurants that have been open a year or more were down a little more than 2% from October of last year. McDonald's says customer demand was modest and it is facing more competition. Wendy's posted adjusted earnings of 3 cents per share. The company doubled its dividend from 2 cents to 4. And Qualcomm will be a stock to listen for today. Shares of the mobile chip maker surged after hours yesterday. The company says it is pressed to keep up with demand because of the popularity of smartphones. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In the past year, Rock Center with Bryan Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy.
At the center of it all.
The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Bryan Williams at 10, 9 Central. Thursdays on NBC.
You just heard someone seeing pink in her sink after brushing. She's screaming because she knows bleeding gums can mean gingivitis, and that can lead to tooth loss, gum surgery, and worse. Now, daily use of the Natural Dentist Mouth Rinse can stop bleeding gums. So stop the screams and start the anti-gingivitis treatment with the Natural Dentist Mouth Rinse. Save money now. Go to bleedinggums.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M travels to Tuscaloosa, Alabama this weekend for a matchup against number one in the land, Alabama. The Aggies rank number 14. Alabama holds a 3-1 advantage in the all-time series, with A&M's lone win in the series being a 20-16 win by Gene Stallings' Aggies over Paul Bear Bryant's Crimson Tide in that 1968 Cotton Bowl. A player under Bryant at A&M from 54 to 56, Stallings later served as Alabama's head coach from 1990 to 1990. Head coach Kevin Sumlin of your Aggies says he gets a sense that this team, the Aggies, are ready for this game in Tuscaloosa on Saturday.
I get a sense that this team is pretty confident right now. And if there's ever a week for it, it's this week when you watch this video. We're playing a very, very talented football team. And, you know, it's going to take one of our best efforts to hang in there with them. And you know, I think our guys are up for it, and they're looking forward to playing.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. The broadcast of the game on the Aggie Radio Network on this radio station will start at 1:30 Saturday. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for 8 magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations. Feast on international food and beverages and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, my name's Chris Carstens. I'm a framing contractor here in the Brazos Valley. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for the last 8 years. The reason I shop with him is because he gives me the fairest deals and he makes it easy.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Insects called dung beetles are known for rolling up big balls of poo, which they eventually eat or lay eggs in. Now, Lund University neuroethologist Jochen Smolka and his colleagues have found that the dung balls also serve as mobile cooling systems. They noticed that when dung beetles cross scorching terrain, they climb up onto the dung balls more often than when walking on cooler ground.
We filmed them with a thermal camera, and we saw their front legs heating up to 10 degrees within a few seconds of ground contact. And then when they're on top of the ball, they cool down again.
Smolka says evaporating moisture from the dung balls also cools the beetles. Aside from being fascinatingly gross, dung beetles are now the first known insects to use a portable object for cooling, which shows how species adapt to their environments in surprisingly efficient ways. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-579-8244. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-579-8244. That's 800-579-8244.
As he sat in his chair listening to his advisors talk, Joe pretty much knew what was coming. Not that he was against it. As a matter of fact, it was pretty much his idea from the beginning. The guy was just getting in the way. He was too much trouble, and something had to be done. What was decided between this little group of about four men was to eliminate the problem. And from where these men were coming from, eliminate literally meant to kill the man. So, grim as it might seem, that's exactly the decision that was made. Even here, this wasn't the kind of order that you wrote down, at least not from the top, and Joe was definitely at the top. He was Joseph Stalin, head of the Soviet Union, a nation that had brutally taken many of its neighboring countries by force and now dominated more than 80% of the territory west of Germany. Within the confines of the Soviet bloc, the KGB pretty much operated with impunity, and killing a leading opponent of communism was certainly not out of the question. It was, in fact, quite common. So it was, we learn, that Joseph Stalin issued orders to have a man who was well known throughout the world as being dead set against the communist cause. Well, he needed to be dead. That's all there was to it. And while Stalin didn't write the order down, well, others did. And they wrote down who it came from, too. A plot was hatched, and plans were laid to kill this man who was causing so much trouble, a man who spoke out frequently and passionately against the Red Cause. Now, who was this man who posed such a huge threat in the mind of Joseph Stalin that he decided to send a hit squad to eliminate him from the face of the earth? A writer like Solzhenitsyn or Trotsky? A king? A president? A social leader? No, none of these presented this much of a threat. It's a little-known fact that one man was such a fervent anti-Red that Stalin sent a KGB assassination squad to, well, snuff him out. Fortunately, the plot was discovered and stopped before it could be carried out. Fortunately for us, that is, or we would have lost one of the best actors in America, a true and faithful patriot. And I guess that's exactly what Joseph Stalin hated the most about John Wayne.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Ashley Furniture, American Lube Center, and Watercrest at Bryan. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man remains in jail on a robbery charge while police continue to investigate the murder of his accomplice. No information has been released about who was inside the home when 28-year-old Christopher Reeves was shot in the back. Detectives were told Reeves and 28-year-old Robert Farr went to a home at Anderson and Hollick to steal 1 pound of marijuana. Farr told police Reeves went inside while Farr remained outside. He says Reeves ran out of the house a short time later after being shot. Farr says on the way to the hospital, Reeves fell out of the vehicle during a right turn, which left blood on the street. Farr's arrest report indicates 20 minutes after police arrived at the emergency room, Reeves died of a single gunshot wound. No one has been arrested in the shooting. Local prosecutors used a state law passed in 2009 for the first time to convict a man of assaulting his girlfriend in College Station last May, then again in Fort Worth 2 months later. According to a news release from the district attorney's office, a jury this week found 23-year-old Chad McFadden guilty of both attacks under the new continuous family violence law since one of the incidents was local. Then the judge, who had given probation for a third assault of a different woman last year, ordered McFadden to serve a 2-year sentence before starting an 8-year prison term for this year's assaults. McFadden, according to prosecutors, contended he was protecting himself against attacks from his girlfriends. During sentencing, Judge Travis Bryan told McFadden he was a liar, a bully, and an abuser of women. There was a record number of provisional ballots given to those wanting to vote in Brazos County this week who, for whatever reason, weren't listed. Voter Registrar Christy Rose says the certification process began Election Day and will continue through tomorrow.
I only have 3 days to research every one of those provisional ballots and thoroughly research them and certify the information that I find back to the ballot board. And when you're looking at 406, that's a pretty amazing task. But my staff all knows what to do, and as we've gone through the day, we've pulled data from calls that we've gotten. We knew someone was going to provisionally ballot vote, and we've gone ahead and researched through the day, and we have a whole box of documentation we already have ready.
Rowe also says voter turnout was 62%, up from the 50 to 55% range in past presidential elections. The Bryan Police Department's narcotics unit seized nearly $1,600 in drug money along with crack cocaine as part of the arrests of 3 men on Tuesday. The incident ended in the area of Beck and Hazel but began outside the Boys and Girls Club on West William Jewell Bryan Parkway. Officers say they followed the suspect's car with sirens and emergency lights on for more than 2 miles before the slow speed chase ended. Along the way, cocaine was tossed out of the car and was collected by police in the area of 28th and Commerce. Taken to jail were the driver, 45-year-old Gary Dwayne Caldwell of Bryan, and 28-year-olds Joe Curtis Williams of Bryan and Christopher Lee Griffin of Connecticut. Williams and Caldwell are also being held on charges of violating parole. A Bryan man is out of jail following his arrest Wednesday on a charge of leaving the scene of injury during a crash. 38-year-old Jeffrey Johnson told Bryan police he wasn't the driver, but witnesses told detectives he was behind the wheel of a full-size pickup when he made a right turn. A motorcyclist and his bike were knocked to the ground and the truck ran over the victim, resulting in injuries requiring hospitalization. The wreck was September 23rd on the southbound freeway frontage road between MLK and William Jewell Bryan. The Bryan School Board has been asked to move specialized high school programs now offered at Hammond Oliver to the Bryan High Blue campus. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he wants to expand the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics curriculum.
We'll put signage up and all that, and you'll definitely tell when you walk in that commons area upstairs, Hammond Oliver, STEM Academy, or whatever. That there's two sections. The one that you walk up that's empty now, it's currently vacant. Those classrooms back behind, and the classrooms to the right.
Board Vice President Doug Winneberger addressed staff comparisons to the district's former Tech Academy.
And I think their interpretation of the Tech Academy is wrong, too, because the Tech Academy was making promises they couldn't fulfill. So it was a faulty program, in my perspective.
Wallace says by moving Hammond Oliver, that space can be used by the growing population of at-risk students attending Mary Catherine Harris. And today, you're welcome to experience Aggieland history at 2 different Yale practices. The YMCA building will be rededicated with a special Yale at 3, and senior Yale leader Drew Nelson says the building is key to the Yale practice tradition.
The first Yale practice ever was actually held at the YMCA building, and so that's why it's significant for us. And after home victories at Kyle Field, we still go to the YMCA building and have a Yale practice right there on the steps. So that building is very important for the Yale leaders and for the 12th man and for the spirit of Texas A&M. So it's really neat that we get to be a part of that.
There will also be a Yale practice at 6 at Kyle Field, including a word from Kevin Sumlin. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 61 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit BlueBaker.com to discover today's bakery special. Enjoy taste baked from scratch. Blue Baker.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum talks about Caldwell Country.
The number one thing in the philosophy, we want the customer to come back. And so that's built in, that's factored into price, it's factored into the service, it's factored into everything about these dealerships, is at the very top of the philosophy, we want you to come back. When you buy something here, we've built into our whole package that we want you as a repeat customer. So that determines how everything's done. It.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Well, I think if we look around, we can probably find a weather forecast out there. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses and samples sometimes. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High pressure has started to shift east of the region this morning, and that's going to lead to warmer temperatures developing across the area. Unfortunately, no rain in the forecast. The high stays in control through at least Saturday. Mostly sunny. We're headed up to 80 today. It'll be partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Tomorrow we'll have more sun, highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Saturday, partly sunny, highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW. Well, yes, you are. You continue to be.
What's gotten into you?
Alrighty.
That's good. He's got good numbers for us. Again, this is November. I mean, this weather is just spectacular. I cannot remember it ever being this nice.
For sure, if there was going to be a zombie apocalypse, this is the best place to live, you know?
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking that, too. I'm glad you brought that up.
That was nice and random.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking about all that weather. I guess with the big superstorm and everyone having no electricity, I've been spending some of my free thinking sitting here thinking about, I wonder how I would provide for myself if we had no refrigerators, and you know, thinking about canned food and, you know, all that zombie stuff.
Sure. Well, again, it's all that zombie stuff.
Yeah.
But again, it is whenever something happens to people in a certain area, you realize that maybe two blocks away there's normalcy, you know, or 3 miles away there's normalcy, and that's what happens. Is this is such a ginormous city that normalcy is around for a whole lot of people, but for other folks, it's basically like it's, you know, hundreds of years ago. Their world is completely upside down, and apparently will be forever, excuse me, for a long time. And now this weather has come in to make it even worse. So let's talk beef.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
For those of us who can, 97% of all U.S. Americans eat meat. Americans have been increasing their meat consumption by more than 1.5 pounds a year for the past decade. So actually, we're talking, I don't know, if we're talking meat, is that red meat or is it, I think it is. Average American works about 9 minutes and 15 seconds to pay for a hamburger. Okay. Steaks have been put over the eye for centuries to heal black eyes and gingivitis.
Gingivitis?
Gingivitis?
No kidding.
You're going to put meat in your mouth? Is that it?
Steak
raw?
On gingivitis.
Okay. Maggots are thought to tenderize meat until 1845, when it was discovered that they were poisonous. Duh.
There's a lot of other ways to tenderize meat.
Yeah. It's softer, but it'll kill you.
Yeah, the meat industry employs more workers than aerospace, oil and gas, consumer electronics, and the internet startups combined. And the meat industry is so efficient in its use of spare meaty bits that it gets
McRibs,
gets
right?
Any number of things.
My uncle calls them something else.
Yeah, gets 20% more meat per cow than it did in the 1960s.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, again, we've talked about it.
It's because we're eating awful, thinly disguised.
Well, but pink slime is not a bad thing, okay? The problem is that they called it pink slime. If they hadn't done that, been okay.
Those silly media.
Yeah, it is.
Silly news reporters. Who needs them?
Because it is, again, it is high content protein. I mean, it really is. It's pretty doggone good for you.
I heard an explanation. What it is they just found a way to get more meat off the bone.
That's right.
That's all it boils down to.
That is what we're talking about.
Boils down to.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Hey,
it
again,
is fun day.
One of the things having to do with the storm and all that stuff that happened, it says here, 16,000 new cars were lost. 16,000 new cars from manufacturers waiting retrieval. Among the newly manufactured cars destroyed, 300 of those Karma plug-in hybrids that Fisker makes. Those go for $100,000 a piece.
Yikes!
And it was called Karma?
Karma,
Is this ironic?
Well, I guess. Whatever, if you want to have a plug-in car. How long's that extension cord got to be? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
now,
gosh.
But let's say that you, and you know this happened someplace, that you had already signed the papers on the car, and they're doing the cleanup and make ready there at the new car dealership, and the storm comes through. What happens? I guess the dealer...
You haven't received delivery.
Right, and the dealership, you know...
It's all part of Obama's cunning plan to bring back Detroit.
Is that it?
That's it.
Let's go ahead and have the... Have the storm hit there, and those cars get trashed. And of course, I think a lot of us saw the pictures of the cabs that were underwater in New Jersey. And all right, let's see what else we got going on. Oh, those kids at Harvard, those crazy wacky kids at Harvard, they got nothing else to do. They're putting hamburgers in space. Hello.
Is it still a super storm because it hit in New York?
Well, of course it has to be. Has to be because it's in New York and things are bigger and worser in New York than any place else. A burger is gone where no burger has gone before, the edge of space. Five Harvard students, sponsored by a local burger restaurant. I believe it's the Be Good restaurant. Spent about 30 hours over two weekends sending the first burger toward the upper reaches of the atmosphere. Five students, mostly science majors, decided they wanted to send a hamburger into space. So they contacted the co-founder of Be Good Burger. Why did they do it? Well,
they could.
That's right. It was a purely fun project. School was just getting a bit repetitive. They're going to Harvard, okay?
Yep.
So they used the GoPro Hero camera, HTC Resound phone, and a 600-gram weather balloon to launch that baby. Good for them. Hello.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
You got that $100,000 car that went underwater?
Yeah.
The length of the extension cord doesn't make any difference. They don't have any power.
Well, that's a good point.
Plug it into nothing.
You can. You just won't get any juice out of it. I went ahead and hit the do not disturb button so I wouldn't get any more phone calls. So, anyway, things to be thankful for around Thanksgiving. Got your turkey thing. That'll happen.
Right.
Got your mashed taters.
Mm-hmm.
Got your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Got your taking a nap after you eat thing.
Just before the game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then the other things not to be grateful for, crowded airports, packed airplanes, fares that cost an arm and a leg, just so you can get home for all that wonderfulness with those people who you can't get along with for more than 10 minutes. Well, here you go. Industry group Airlines of America predicting airports to be crammed, flights to be fuller than they were last Thanksgiving, with the busiest day falling on a Sunday. That'll be November the 25th, the Sunday after Turkey. Almost 24 million people expected to fly between Friday the 16th of November and the 27th, that Tuesday. That's an increase of about 150,000 passengers from a year ago.
Wow.
Yep.
Why did the jump?
Well, I don't know. I guess people just feel like they want to do it. It's well below the peak travel, which was back in 06 and 07, though. If you're hoping for some elbow room, by the way, on that empty seat next to you, count on this. Planes will be close to 90% full on the busiest days around Thanksgiving, like Wednesday, November 21st, which would be a record. So there you go. Get out there and fight that fight. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I haven't ever traveled on Thanksgiving.
I haven't either.
Yeah, and traveled around Christmas, and that can be okay sometimes.
Never done that either.
Traveling on Christmas Day is not bad. We did that one year.
On Christmas Day, I would imagine
Christmas
not.
Christmas Day, yeah, it was okay, and did that.
You know what's surprisingly busy on Christmas Day?
Hmm.
Casinos.
What? Oh, sick.
You know, well, they got no place else to be.
They didn't have enough money they lost.
They went ahead and gave their money to a bunch of strangers.
It was more along the lines, because I kind of, you know, just asked people, because I was in the casino.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing here? Well, we had enough fun with the family.
Oh, that's very
sad. There you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I guess it's better than drinking after being with your family.
No, that's what you do in a casino.
Yeah. What, drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, and gamble. Angry Birds Star Wars available starting today. This is the new version of the popular video game with a red bird steps into the role of Luke Skywalker.
Wow. Which bird is your favorite, Kevin?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
The bomb. Thank you. The bomb. While the bomb bird slips on Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi robes, the pink bird, meanwhile, is Princess Leia.
Of course.
While the yellow bird becomes the scoundrel, Han Solo. Even C-3PO, R2-D2. Yeah, them two. I really did know. And Chewbacca make an appearance. As for the pigs, well, they fit the Darth Vader, Stormtroopers, and the Tusken Raiders. So there you go. It's available on Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, Windows 8, PC, Mac. One more reason for you to waste your entire day of productivity because the new Angry Birds Star Wars is out.
Don't you go hating.
No. Oh, and by the way, I mean, while we're talking about this, a new Tech Bargain survey finds that more than half of U.S. American adults have a tablet high on their list of wanted gifts this holiday season. 46% will buy a tablet for somebody else. 34% plan to gift themselves with a tablet. In fact, one in four people say they will give up buying another gadget if they can have a tablet instead.
I love mine.
Survey shows 53% plan to buy a tablet, while one quarter say they'll shell out for a smartphone. A third say that they want Google Nexus 7 tablets. 30% say they want an iPad. Whoa! More people want a Google Nexus?
I'm guessing people already have iPads.
I was going to say, already got a penetration in the market, right. 24% want the iPad Mini or the Kindle Fire HD. Now, what I heard is with the Mini coming out, that kind of made other people not necessarily want the older, ginormous iPad.
Well, the new one weighs 11 ounces.
Yeah.
And they say the only real knock against it is the screen isn't nearly as good.
Yeah. Well, and again, I don't know. I don't. I have one book downloaded on my wife's iPad, and I've read it a little bit, not much.
I don't like reading like that.
It's okay. I mean, it's...
I think that makes me old.
Does it? Well, it could. It very well could. And I haven't read on it in a little while. But that's the only reason I use it. She uses it a lot. I mean, she really enjoys it and enjoys the iPad. So, and again, don't know anybody who has a Mini. And I remember Tom got a Kindle, I think, or something like that. And he suddenly started reading. So, Kat, you know, you might read twice as much if you get one of those.
I don't know. We'll see.
You like the idea of holding the book, though, right?
I sure do.
Feel those little corners eating into the palms of your hand as you read the book.
And that's all part of the charm.
And you can. The thing is, you can't dog ear something on an iPad.
Actually, you can.
Yeah, you put a little bookmark. I know you drop a little bookmark on there, but that's not the same as folding it over. And you know, the other thing is, you can't underline and show it to somebody. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you take a book that you like, it's got a part that you like,
The Kindles you can.
Really?
Yeah, they've done that now because they're putting textbooks on there, so the kids need to highlight them.
Oh, how very interesting. Okay, well, all right. So you can do that. Huh? Mm-hmm. Good. 10 till.
Did you know you could take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The winter mini-mester runs December 17th through January 10th with a holiday break in the middle. You can take an online class and still go home for the holidays. Or take a class you've been needing for your transcript. Maybe take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
November is National Hospice Month. and Hospice Brazos Valley is honored to have positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley provides peace of mind with a plan of care to meet the individual needs of each patient and family. As the only nonprofit hospice in the communities we serve, Hospice Brazos Valley is thankful for your support. To support our mission, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley. Call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Hey, about ATL News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Pun Day. And we'll go back there in just a minute, by the way. Oh, get this. Just in time for the holidays. Toy catalogs are out, and Walmart has dropped the price on a disgusting bit of child entertainment called the Dr. Dreadful Alien Autopsy Set. $25.
Love that.
Yep.
I need to see that.
You can pack the blue alien's innards with edible candy slimy things.
Dr. what?
The Dr. Dreadful Alien Autopsy Set. Dr. Dreadful. D-R-E-A-D.
I remember those.
Yeah.
You could make little night crawlers like gummy worms and stuff.
That's it. And this time you pack it in there and then, of course, you can eat it out. Create delicious alien eyeballs and lung bugs. Bubbly alien guts move on a motorized alien stomach.
Oh, I'm buying this for my kid.
Looks gross. Tastes great.
I need this.
All right.
You could go for one of those little safety bake ovens. That might be a little more palatable to
you. I don't doing that much anymore because, see, we're going to get rid of incandescent light bulbs soon. And so you won't be able to do that because those little curlicue bulbs won't cook it.
Gulp alien guts, slurp intestines, eat lung bugs. Yeah, I'm on this.
Yep. All right, here we go. It's time for puns.
Yay!
So we've waited for all day long with bated breath.
Police were called to a daycare center where a 3-year-old was resisting arrest. I wondered why the baseball was getting bigger. Then it hit me. Did you hear about the guy whose whole left side was cut off? He's all right now.
Yep. I had some spaghetti for lunch yesterday.
Did you?
Kevin said it was impasta.
Impasta.
It was an impasta.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It was a fake, spaghetti.
A fake spaghetti. The roundest knight of King Arthur's Round Table was circumference. to write with a broken pencil is pointless.
much like this bit.
Thank you. The short fortune teller who escaped from prison with a small medium at large. Okay, it was a small medium. Okay. Okay, and then I tell you the story of the African village where there was always a tradition when a mother was about to have a child, she would go to the chief, and the chief would give her a hide, and she would go off into the jungle and give birth and bring the child back wrapped in the hide. So there was a girl who was pregnant, and she went to the chief, and he gave her a zebra hide, and she went out into the jungle, and she came out with a little boy a couple of days later. Then after that, another girl came to the chief, and the chief gave her an antelope hide, and she went off into the jungle and came back with a bouncing baby boy wrapped in the antelope hide. Third day, it's a comedy threes. Third day, girl is really, 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 really pregnant. Chief gives her a hippopotamus hide.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she goes out into the jungle, and she comes back with two sons. That squaw did. So it proves that the... Let's see.
The suspense.
I know
you
it
sicko.
Is. The squaw of the hippopotamus is equal to the sums of the squaws of the other two hides.
Oh.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
The King and Queen invite you to the 38th Annual Texas Renaissance Festival. Join us Saturdays, Sundays, and Thanksgiving Friday for eight magically themed weekends of fun from October 6th through November 25th. Experience hundreds of daily performances and demonstrations, feast on international food and beverages, and explore any of our 400 shops. Discount tickets are on sale now at Randall's, Walgreens, and online at TexRenFest.com. Presented by the King's partners, Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and Spring Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Northside Fiat. Huzzah!
You know, I hate I was going to do the punchline. I couldn't remember it, and so I had to do the Pythagorean theorem in my head to be able to come up with the pun off of it.
That's okay. You know what? I have a couple puns for you.
Oh, do you? Okay.
All right. This is just in from the newsroom.
Okay, here we go.
I thought I saw an eye doctor on an Alaskan island, but it turned out to be an optical illusion.
Oh, very nice.
She was only a whiskey maker, but he loved her still.
Oh. How about the dentist and the manicurist who fought tooth and nail?
Oh, that's good.
All right, this is my favorite one that I've seen all day. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
That's not a pun, but that is good.
It's not.
No, it's a, or no, wait, it is a pun. It's incorrectly credited to Groucho Marx, who never actually said that.
I have no idea.
My favorite pun would have to be, two silkworms had a race. They ended up in a tie.
Oh.
Or a rubber band pistol was confiscated from algebra class because it was a weapon of math disruption.
I am drifting into the seventh layer.
Very nice. All right, here. Wash your ears out with this. Harrison Ford reportedly is interested in playing Han Solo again in the new Star Wars movies if they're made by Disney.
As his grandpa?
I said, what? They're going to give him a walker?
Aww,
I mean,
he's
really?
Not that old.
Oh, Luke Skywalker. Get that?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't. Yeah, he is that old. He's like 73, isn't he?
I don't
60
know.
Something at least.
Yeah, Wikipedia him
it
real
doesn't
quick.
Matter.
Let's see how old he
it
is.
It doesn't matter. Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford is
oh,
Harrison Ford.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So, do you get a shock from the scale after you dive headfirst?
70.
There you go. Yeah, after you dive headfirst into your Halloween candy. Listen, perhaps it's time you rethink your approach to losing weight, okay? Eight signs that you're on a bad diet. We don't have time. I just looked at what time it is. We'll save it for tomorrow.
You got 50 seconds.
Is there eight signs?